Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir, indeed. Yes, sir, indeed. My brothers and sisters, yes, indeed. What could be higher than this? Yes, sir, indeed. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters out there. Peace to you out there. How y'all doing out there? Welcome into another broadcast right here of Culture Freedom Radio Network right here on Blog Talk Radio. com. Yes, sir. Culture Freedom Radio is most definitely in the house. Most definitely in the house right here on what they call a Friday night. Yes, sir. And we're in this house right here, February the 23rd, 2024, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Tonight, we got a topic of conversation right here tonight for you. And we just want to just throw some things out as we always do, try to get into some great conversations, some thought-provoking conversations, if we can do that for you right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Tonight, we just want to have there's a question we got to throw out there, y'all. Got to throw this out here. What the hell is going on in America? Yeah, let me say it again, y'all. What the hell is going on right here in the shores of Elijah Muhammad, you just say, y'all, of North America? But what the hell is going on in America, man? It's so much. Oh, Lord have mercy, y'all. We turn on the news, we see so much craziness in the news, whether it's on television news, the internet news, whatever it is, social media. Man, there's some crazy things that's going on in America. And tonight, we just want to talk about a couple of things tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Hey, we got the dynamic duo in the house right here tonight. We got the dynamic, what does he say, the duo, y'all? Is it trio? Let me say trio. It's three. The Trinity, y'all. Hell, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, we got our brother Alpha Male in the house tonight right here for this broadcast tonight. And we got our good brother, you know who he is, y'all, the Rabbi Demore David Israel in the house. Yes, sir. And I am your brother, Brother Morey Ariyah Israel, also known to you as Brother Sunray 9. And we are your gracious hosts right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network. But with that said, brothers and sisters, we want to get these lines open and get these brothers in here, and we're going to have us a great conversation. Man, if y'all missed the end, man, especially the last part of the last show, we had some parts on the last show that we didn't even get a chance. I mean, it didn't even get recorded because, you know, time ran out, and we went a little bit over, even on overtime. But, man, it was some great things I wish could have got. Maybe it wasn't meant to be. I mean, throw it out there, y'all, because brothers of them were going in. What is it, brother them? Yeah, brother them was going in. The brothers was there. They was dropping some stuff, man. I'm telling y'all. But, hey, but that's how we do it right here on Culture Freedom Radio. But tonight we just want to talk on, I said, man, what the hell is going on in America? And I just got a couple of things I want to throw out to my brothers on the panel tonight. And then, you know, if they got something they want to throw out, hey, y'all got something y'all want to throw out, then ask us. You can do so at area code 319-527-6068. One more time, starting with the area code 319-527-6068. Yeah, and justice is not in the house tonight with us. Democratic Joe is what I call him, y'all. Oh, Democratic Joe. But he claims he ain't a Democrat no more. But you know what, y'all? Once a Democrat, always a Democrat. You might change your Democratic status, but some of them Democrats, they still think democratically. Yeah, Democratic Joe. I know he's going to get me for that one, but hey, yeah, it is what it is. Peace to you out there, Justin. All right, y'all, my brothers, y'all, we can come on in the house and let's talk about it tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio. What the hell is going on in America? Peace to my brothers right there. My brother, Shabbat Shalom, Brother David, and Brother Alpha Male. Y'all, mics are open and fired up and ready for y'all to go.
Shalom, brother. Shalom.
Yeah, shalom.
Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shema Yisrael, Adina Lahenu, Adina Akad, Baruch Atah, Adina Lahenu, Malachi Ha'alom, Moshe Lekamen Ha'aratz. I would like to say, Hear, O Israel, Lord our God, Yah is one. And I would like to give a shout out to Culture Freedom Radio, Liberation Tabernacle, Yah, Lions Vibes Radio. And I would like to give all and thanks to everybody listening to the show. I would like to give a special thanks to my brother Alpha Male for being on here with us tonight. I would like to give a special thanks to my good dear brother, who I love very much. I speak no other than Morey Ariai Israel. Great brother. You know, we had differences in the past, but guess what? We came back together. We came right back together. So, like Bill Withers said, just the two of us. So,
yes, sir.
We back together. We back together. So, I'm glad you mentioned that about the damn Democrats. Because I got something to say. Y'all know Maurice David Israel don't give a damn. He don't care. So I'm going to first start out. I'm going to start this conversation off. Now, y'all know David Israel, how he does and how he talks. And I don't give a damn. But first thing I want to start off talking about is these damn Democrats. The Democrats, I'm glad you brought that up about the Democrats. When we're looking at Democrats.org, which goes into the beliefs of Democrats, and y'all can go on that website anytime y'all want. They'll clarify anything. Some of the things, I don't believe in voting. I don't believe in the politics. I should say I believe the politics, but politics is politricks. And I do not like politicians. And I'm going to make that known. My ruler, my God, my leader is Yah Elohim. So, and the Torah is my rule and my guide. So, I'm going to get into Democrats.org. On Democrats.org, it says who we are. So the Democratic National Committee is committed to electing Democrats everywhere, from the school board to the Oval Office. says we're mobilizing voters across the country and building on our historic victories. And 2020 and 2022 together, we will build a better America. So when we're dealing with the Democrats and Republicans, I call them the Crips and Bloods.
Yes, sir.
It says right on their website, Democrats will promote racial justice through fair, just, and equitable governing of all public serving institutions. And in the formation of a public policy, we will push for a societal transformation to make it clear that Black lives matter and that there is no place for racism in our country. So the Democrats, they line themselves with Black Lives Matter. And when we're looking at Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter is a LGBT front for as far as black politics. The founders of Black Lives Matter are Democrats and they are LGBT. It was founded by four black feminists who were bulldaggers or lesbians, I should say, which is well-known facts. David is not lying on nobody. You go look it up. But something, when we're talking about these Democrats, that I want to put out there. Democrats push for LGBT community. As a Democrats, according to their website, applaud the decision by the Supreme Court that recognized that LGBT people, like other Americans, have the right to marry the person they love. But there is still much work to be done. LGBT kids continue to be bullied at school. Restaurants can refuse to serve transgender people as same-sex couples are at risk of being evicted from their homes. That is unacceptable and must be changed. So,
now, goddamn.
So the what? Democrats, So Democrats not only push for Black Lives Matter, but they straight up push for LGBT rights, especially for the kids and for adults. Now, according to the Torah, Leviticus 18:22, man should not lie down with mankind, as with womankind is abomination. So as Torah followers, homosexuality, LGBT, is abomination. Now, if you're a grown man, grown woman, you do whatever the hell you want. But the fact that they're saying in their article, LGBT kids continue to be bullied at school. Why are you pushing for LGBT kids?
Yeah.
That's perversion being pushed on the kids.
Damn right.
Okay, if you were a pervert, and you a grown-ass man, you a damn weirdo, which LGBT people are damn weirdos. Do you, nigga? this shit on the kids. That's something I have an issue with. You know, two grown men bumping and grinding on each other. Y'all niggas going to hell. But to push this on children is something I have an issue with. If you are a kid, right, and you consider yourself LGBT, listen at this. Well, who taught you to be LGBT? That's because I'm going to tell you something. Shit, no kid be knowing about no sex with no damn other same sex. There's Dwayne Wade's son, Zaya, or Zion Wade, or whatever that little weirdo name is. He looked like Cicely Tyson. Every time he got his hair done, he looked just like Cicely Tyson. That little boy, he looked nice. Just like Cicely Tyson. Go look that nigga up. This little boy is, what, about 13? 12, they've been pushing them as transgender and all this. I want to know who taught him to be gay.
His daddy.
Who taught him this?
Is the gay daddy?
Yeah, exactly. Dwayne
Wade. He funny his damn self.
Yeah. But see, this is the thing. Look at who's pushing for this. Democrats.
Yeah. But you said that was a website that you was getting this stuff about this at? What you said? Democratic who? What's the name of it?
Democrats.org.
And that's on their website that's saying this?
Yes, sir. It's on their website.
Can you go back one more time? It's a part that you said that something about they being threatened or something. Did you say something about they being threatened? What's that? Can you read that part again?
It's a Democrats applaud decision by the Supreme Court that recognized that LGBT people, like other Americans, have the rights to marry the person they love. But there is still much work to be done. LGBT kids continue to be bullied at school. Restaurants can refuse to serve transgender people. Same-sex couples are at risk of being evicted from their homes. That is unacceptable and must change. That's what they say, Democratic Party platform.
Okay, but like, yeah, go ahead, bro. I ain't trying to cut you, but one part I want to emphasize. I want Alpha Male really to kind of emphasize. If he said something, Reena, I asked you to go back. If he said Alpha Male came when he said something last week. Now, especially when you're saying they are being threatened, and they always saying they're being bullied. Brother Alpha Male, if you don't mind, brother, you said came in last week and you were saying something about these couple of latest school shootings and mass shootings. Who did you say they were done those, brother? And even Lakewood.
Yeah. It's always a faggot or a tranny. The latest church and school shootings, and even the club shootings in Florida back in the day, it's always a faggot or a tranny. I mean, it's a proven record. Matter of fact, I'll go even deeper. Your secret societies like spy agencies, CIA, FBI, and all that shit, well, most of them are homos too. You know, people don't know it, but see, you got to be one hateful son of a bitch to do that kind of stuff. And what I found with them type of people is that they are extremely angry and volatile. You know, so they try to twist it around like we're a danger to them. No, they're a fucking danger to us.
Damn. And I hadn't seen, I've been several restaurants and places. I hadn't seen nowhere where they've kicked, you know, homosexuals out of a restaurant, denied them service. I hadn't seen it. I see them working in the restaurants and shit more than anything. I mean, I ain't seen them got kicked out. I don't see that stuff. That I hadn't seen it, y'all, that they talking about. Even growing up as a child, I had never seen none of that stuff. So where is this they being threatened and all of this stuff came from? Now, it's one part, like, fast, I'm going to let there you go continue. I just heard my wife talking about it to some friends of hers on the phone. And she said, it's this guy that was here in the city of Memphis. He just killed a transgender. But then they be talking about the transgender killed him. But here's why he killed that transgender. Because he had been dating a transgender secretly for 3 years or something. But he started messing with a straight female. Then somehow the straight female found out that he was dating a transgender and something was going, because somebody told her, and there was a whole bunch of stuff with that. And she confronted her boyfriend about it, and something he told was transgender to delete all the messages and all of this type of stuff. But somehow, though, but in the end, he ended up told the transgender to meet him somewhere and he wanted to talk to him, and he ended up killing the transgender because he didn't want his girlfriend to get all the messages and all of that stuff. So he killed them because of that. Not because he was a transgender, because of the secret relationship that he was having with this transgender. That's why he killed her.
Well,
that's my bad, y'all, him.
Well, I heard that story. And
yeah, I just heard my wife talk about it. I didn't see it.
I don't know how recent this was, but
I don't know.
Was it a young guy?
I don't know, brother. I just heard her talking about it. I don't know how recent. Well, it might just happen. I should have asked her right back. I don't know.
Okay. I know one story. A young fellow was dating this, what he thought was a chick. And the chick never, the dude never told him that he was a tranny. And so he think he you know, dating a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And when he found out, it just fucked his head up. He ended up killing it.
Damn. Let me go ask the way y'all talking right for. I'm going to go ask. I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah, because that's dirty. You know, you don't do that to nobody. Nobody cares what you are until you weaponize it. You still there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm still here, bro. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm back. She said it was that just happened, Brother Alpha Male, but she said it was somewhere else. It wasn't here in Memphis. It was somewhere else. But
okay.
Yeah, she said that story recently just happened.
So he was trying to hide his secret.
Yeah, because his girlfriend found out. Yeah.
So again, a gay dude killed another gay dude.
Yeah, yeah, damn. Damn, yeah.
So think about it.
He
knew he was boning that dude, so that makes him a faggot. So there we go.
There you go, yeah. Because that's the definition. That's the definition of homosexual,
You know what? And something I want to put out there, too, about these homosexuals is, okay, just think about this shit, too. When you're dealing with the excessive homosexuality, you sent me that thing with Michelle Obama with her big-ass dick and her troll. That kind of screwed me up. So,
it was Photoshop, but I had to get with you with that one.
Yeah, that's justice. You want to see your girlfriend, man.
Yes,
but anyway, I'm going to put something out there about this. When you're dealing with, especially the LGBT, especially transgender, I keep saying this, transgender people model themselves after Bachman. I keep saying this. They model themselves after Boston. Y'all need to check this out. If you look up the God Bob Smith, Balfamit, that's transgender. That's pretty much the transgender lifestyle.
Yeah.
So y'all to really check that shit out. Look up Balfamit. Balfamit is half man, half woman.
Well, the Baphomet is a hermaphrodite. You can't get surgery to become a hermaphrodite. They just dumb. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? The Baphomet has half man, half woman, just like a hermaphrodite. And then you think you cut off one part, you become the other? No, it don't work like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And brother, I had a story I want to ask y'all brothers about. What's y'all thoughts on this one? And Dave, you sent it to me. I didn't even know this one, Dave, till you actually sent this story to me. Damn, I gotta pull it back up. Because you had sent this story to me earlier today. And some brothers they had this discussion at work, and the stuff they came up with. Let me see, can I play the video? It just happened here recently. I got to get this commercial out of the way. And the thing, once I play this, then I'll tell y'all some stuff that happened at work with the guys, what they were saying. It was just really sickening to me, man, the mindset some of these people have. Okay, let me see. It's coming. Here we go.
A mother faces charges tonight after a five-year-old was seen on social media waxing a nude adult. Good evening. I'm Joe Burke.
And I'm Joy Redman. That child's mother now charged with child neglect. Action News 5's Tavarius Haywood speaking with cosmetic industry professionals tonight who are speaking out about this situation. He's live now with details. Tavarius.
Well, first, we're not going to show you the graphic picture that's been blasted all over the social media. I did speak to one professional who says there's a lot of other things that you can show your five-year-old other than waxing a grown adult.
Memphis mother Jasmine Moss reportedly ran her hair removal business from this home in Westwood, according to police. Although two cars were in the driveway, no one came to the door to talk to me about the recent social media post that sparked a Memphis police investigation. I did speak with Melanie Salisbury, the owner of the Memphis Skin Academy in Bartlett.
Myself being a mother, I probably would not have my child as young as five doing services such as that.
Moss's social media post showing a five-year-old girl waxing a nude adult went viral last week. The Memphis Police Department says the images were uploaded to Moss's Instagram account to promote her hair removal service.
In Tennessee, you have to be at least 16 years or older to actually get hours to obtain a license for becoming an esthetician.
Police documents say the post claim her daughter waxed 24 clients for more than 8 hours. Salisbury says waxing is too dangerous for a child.
Even as an adult experienced professional, you can get burns.
To become a licensed esthetician in the state of Tennessee, you must complete 750 hours of training and pass written and physical exams. Salisbury says although it is not illegal to have an esthetician business in your home, there are laws and regulations.
Long as it's inspected by our Tennessee State Board of Cosmetology, they come through and inspect the premises and other things that may surround it with your local code enforcement and things of that sort. For the safety of the public, I always advise my students to work in a professional setting.
Well, just to be clear, Moss's business and Salisbury business are not connected in any way.
No, that's not. But she, I don't know. Well, was it? It was a girl, little girl, 5 years old, doing bikini waxes and stuff on grown ass, naked ass women. I don't know. Maybe there was some men. I don't know. But they said she, like I said, did a waxing 24 clients within 8 hours. 5 years old girl waxed 24 people. And an 8-hour span, but The thing I was, the question that the brother, one of the guys he was bringing up, sometimes we'd be having the topics on our, in the CB radios at work, and a guy asked that question, what he thought about it. And, y'all, it's pitiful. Both of them guys up there, Jah was saying, they don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't see nothing wrong with it, you know. Some were saying, well, maybe she's just trying to train the little girl up, you know, to learn the business and, you know, all this, to take over the business, you know, take over the business. They was like, but the whole point, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Then some fool said, well, they got the same body parts. And one of the guys on the job, he snapped. He went out, man, y'all some sick mother, man. Y'all some pervert. Your mother. He just snapped the hell off. And I got it out. I said, bruh, big up to you for saying that. I said, man, y'all, it's pitiful. I said, man, and we weren't about, I said, don't say nothing then. I always get on the ass when they get to saying ignorant shit, speaking of the church. I said, but don't y'all say a damn thing when they passed this pedophile law, this pedophilia law, and they want a grown-ass man walk up to and grab your little son's penis. Don't say a goddamn thing then. I said, man, these are children. These are children. But what y'all thought, man? But some people like, hey, man, well, you know, there ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, it's like, you know. But that's a lot of things they were saying. They didn't. A lot of them said they didn't see nothing wrong with it.
You know, that's some disgusting shit.
Yeah. Even though it was a girl doing, and they were grown women. It was women.
That's disgusting. That's fucking disgusting. Now let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm a licensed, and everybody knows this by now, I'm a licensed barber and a licensed cosmetologist instructor. There are certain components in cosmetology where we do waxing. In the state of Virginia, cosmetologists can actually do waxing. I learned how to do waxing. Not bikini waxing, but eyebrows and, like, arms and legs. I could do all of that. Now, as the lady was saying when you, in that video, the lady said she was an instructor for an esthetician school. You heard her say that, right?
Yep, the woman, yep.
When you're dealing with waxing, and before you can even take the state board to get waxed, you have to be as 16. That's the minimum age for to get a cosmetology license, a barber's license, an esthetician license. Even I don't give a damn. Even if you are a 16-year-old with an esthetician license, a cosmetology license, you should not be doing that shit. You should not. And matter of fact, in the state of Virginia, a lot of these massage parlors, and I don't give a damn, I'm going to put it out there, a lot of the massage parlors, because, you know, in the state of Virginia, we have what you call, we're pretty much military state, so we have Filipinos everywhere. This is like Asian heaven around here. If anybody out here love Asian women, this is the state you come to. I don't like them, but anybody else do. Now, Filipinos and Asians are known for having massage spas. They're known for having a lot of these places like that, massage parlors, esthetician, nail salons, where they do waxing and stuff. They have been raided in a lot of these places for shit like that in the state of Virginia. They have been raided. A lot of these places have been raided for that same particular bullshit. Prostitution goes in a lot of these places also.
Yeah.
Especially down here in Virginia, massage parlors are known for that shit. They're known for that shit. And they do esthetician work in a lot of these massage parlors. And they do a lot of them in these nail salons. So this is something, especially with the Navy. Navy guys are known for frequency. These massage parlors and esthetician places where they got to get waxing and pimples pop. They're known for that. And trust me, I worked in hair salons. I worked as a professional hairstylist doing women's hair. It don't be nothing but, I'm being serious with you, I've worked with female stylists who have been fresh out of cosmetology school. I'm talking about white salons. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, ain't nothing but damn a white pervert in the Navy that go in there, especially to them girls' chairs.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that y'all have to really look out for.
Yeah,
that,
but those people, they are grown, though. I mean, even though that, you know, is something they might be doing, is not legally with the state, but they are grown. This is a child. My point to them is, when are we going to let children be children?
Right.
That's nothing. And they were like, they didn't see nothing wrong. Well, what was it if they working and so on? I said, bruh, the point is that with all of this sexual perversion that's going around, you should not have a five-year-old child touching any adult body parts, point blank, period. That was, and they seem to, a lot of them, they seem to not grasp it because a lot of them, they just don't give a damn. And that's what I'm seeing is this, that I was explaining to one of the guys who even asked the question. I was like, bruh, we have gotten away from a lot of traditional values as so-called black people. We have gotten away from it. I said, because there were certain principles and standards that we had. Like mom back in, your mama and grandmama and them back in the days, little girl come around, company come over and there's a grown ass man and she could, little girl, no problem. No, she looking all in his face. Go somewhere and sit your little fast ass down. Get out that grown ass man face. You know better than that. Back then, you all this twerking and stuff back then, like they doing now, and people thinking that's cute. Nah, mama and them and grandmama and them, man, they weren't gonna play that. Sit your fast ass down. But all of that, nah, that wouldn't have happened. But we live in a cultural now or society now, and if we talk about black folk, we seem to like don't give a damn or like I said, to say grown ass men now. And some of them got children, mind you, come out, they don't see nothing wrong. They like R. Kelly, I don't see nothing wrong. That's sick. That show you how sick of a mindset a lot of our people don't give a fuck no more. Long as it ain't happening to their children right then and there, they don't care. But when it happened to one of their children, like I keep telling them, y'all wait till that grown-ass man grab y'all son nuts. Don't say shit because you ain't going to be able to whoop his ass because you know why? It's going to be the law of the goddamn land. And your ass going to go to jail. He not.
Right.
That's how I get him with that one.
I'm going to say something before anything else, too. The shit's wrong as hell that I was making with this and saying this. I wonder, was the mom pimping these, the little girl out to the grown-ass women? Because when we're looking at even with, like I said, I was telling you about the hair salons and the massage parlors, which a lot of them in Virginia. A lot of these places be pimping these damn ladies out that be doing a lot of that. So what was the mom's purpose? Was she pimping this girl out to the grown ladies? Because
I don't know.
LGBT community is real big, especially and I know a lot of y'all, say, well, it's the man, but these women too. there's lesbianism within. These lesbians are doing perverted shit too. And
yeah.
A lot of the women, they so that's why I said we worry about the men, Jeffrey Epstein, and a lot of these guys and shit that probably was going in there. But we got to look at also the females because there's lesbian predators out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's targeting little girls.
But you know, y'all missed something, right?
Yes, sir.
When that, whoever they were interviewing, did y'all hear what she said? She said, I don't think I would have my five-year-old around when I had clients.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that lady.
Yeah, so she's just as bad as the woman that did it. She don't think. You ought to know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ought to know whether you're going to have your child being tricked out.
Yeah.
But you don't think you would. It's, come on. You
You should have said that.
Yeah.
Nah, we can't do that. Nah. And that's the and I also looked it up further because, you know, to see, because I wanted to know, okay, was she actually qualified to be doing those? Because, like, you know, they ran down the criteria, like you said, and then you got to have the school in. So I was like, damn, I wonder if she actually certified because she's doing it in her home. But they said there's nothing wrong, you know, and they even said it on there. There's nothing wrong with you could do that in your home. But she had to have, now she did have, she was licensed and doing this stuff in her home. Now she used to be licensed. She got it where she got it, business license to had it in her home. But they said when they rent to go do the check, her license been expired damn near 6 months. So she was no longer even licensed as a business to even be doing that anymore. Yep. So that's some just crazy shit. Then I got one more, y'all. And y'all, I can go with how y'all want. I got now. Here's some shit here, brothers. Man, they got, let me see. What did I do with this? Shit. Damn, I think I said it. It's supposed to have been on Twitter, I think. I got to find this. Damn, what did I? No, it's not on Twitter. It's on YouTube. Okay, let me find this one. Now, we know because earlier, Brother Alpha Male was talking about the school shootings. You talk about, you know, transgender the shootings. Oh, boy. Chicago, I don't know if it can ever get any goddamn worse with Chicago, but I think it can. I'm going to play this minute clip and then, well, let me see. No, let me play this other one. This is a 5 minute clip. I need to play some of it. I don't know if I'm going to play the whole thing. I'm going to just play some. Chicago have just elected, brothers and sisters out there listening. They just elected to get rid of the school police. Next year, there will not be any police in the school systems in the city of Chicago. And we're going to talk about that. I just want to play this clip. They are setting these children up for failure. Number one, they've been doing that anyway. But there's something they really, we're going to talk, well, let me get into it, because this immigration shit, y'all notice the timeline with the immigration. And we're going to get into this deep. But let me play this, y'all, for a little bit. Uh-oh.
Getting the money and reinvesting it by getting all of these programs, nurture programs, culinary arts, all these programs for these students so they don't have to go outside of high school, outside of resources just to become the person they want to be when they grow up.
Mixed reaction to a much-anticipated decision after much debate. The Chicago Board of Education votes to remove school resource officers from schools by the next school year. Okay, we've seen rallies for and against the safety plan resolution for months. Now here we are. Dr. Joyce Kenner, one of the most respected voices in education here in Chicago, sitting here down with me this morning to react to this controversial vote. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank
Good.
You so much for your time.
You're welcome. You're
Let's
welcome.
Hop right into this. So many people are talking about it. To many, this was not a surprise because Mayor Brandon Johnson, even as a candidate, was in support of this. The CTU was behind it. What's your initial response to the vote?
My initial response was I've always been adamantly against removing police officers from the schools. Mm-hmm. And I would say that if you never sat in the seat of a principal, never been an administrator of a school, you have no idea what we go through every single day to try to keep our kids safe. For 27 years as principal of Whitney Young High School, every day I would go home and say, I made it through another day without a child getting hurt at our school. Mm-hmm. And I just truly believe that police officers should not have been removed.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should have been a local decision, school decision.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Young is different than other schools.
Yes.
Other schools are different than Whitney Young. And I just think that it should have been a local school decision whether or not a school needed police officers or not.
Yeah, 3 decades that you spent, the bulk of there at Whitney Young, so respected here in the community. We've never seen a send-off quite like yours.
Thank you.
But it is true that educators here in Chicago have a bigger job than just the books and educating our students. So in recent weeks, we have seen children walk outside of school in the middle of the day and die in shootings in multiple instances. We're talking about life or death types of things here. So do you think this vote instead of resource officers, it was built on favoring a more holistic approach to school safety? What do you think needs to be included in that?
I think it definitely needs to be included in terms of voices of the school stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find out what principals think.
Yeah.
You have to find out what students think. You have to find out what teachers think and school staff thinks about school safety.
Mm-hmm.
And again, all issues are different at each individual school.
Mm-hmm.
And so to look at it holistically, you have to get your stakeholders involved in the decisions that you make relative to a school and what happens in a particular school.
Yeah, a lot of the fight in terms of removing the officers had to do with keeping kids out of what's been built as a school-to-prison pipeline. Do you think that this will achieve that?
I definitely do not. I just think that we need to focus in on our students, and you say holistic, holistic approach to what we are doing with students. And obviously safety is a big issue with that holistic mm-hmm. approach. And we just need to have the school stakeholders buy into what we are talking about and have an opportunity for a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
At Whitney Young, I brought as many students as I could into a theater with my 2 police officers, and the students were able to sit there and ask our police officers any questions that they wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I've always shared with them, as long as it was respectful,
yeah.
you're able to ask those questions. And so they were able to ask the police officers, number one, why are you here? What is your role? What do you think the benefit of you being here in this institution is? And it just was a wonderful exchange of ideals.
Mm-hmm.
I've always also believed the police officers' responsibilities are not for discipline. They are for school safety. And sometime I would call the police officers down to my office to ask them about what their thoughts about X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not there to discipline a student. That was left up to the administrators in the school.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that people need to identify what the needs are for those resource officers or police officers, and then we move forward mm-hmm. With that.
Well, if they're talking about a contract that's ending in 2025 and resources being reallocated,
it's
because that's
over.
Been the word
it's
that's
almost
used,
over.
Reallocating resources, where do we start with that?
Well, with the $628 million deficit that the Board of Education will be facing in 2025, obviously we're going to have to reallocate some of those resources. But I have always said that the resources, number one, need to follow the students, and number two, it needs to be equitable. Our resources, our financial situation, it's never been equitable across the board with all schools. And I just think that we need
I think that's primarily the most important part I want to play. And I'm going to hurry up. Now, with that, brothers, oh, man. Now, I got to say this for the record. 2 things, right? That's in Chicago. Once again, how we started off. Democrat cities. Again, Democrats. What school systems are this going to affect? So-called the school districts where they're black, maybe brown, in those school districts. And here we go, y'all. I got to throw this in here. You can always blame the white man, but these people that on this district that Brandon Johnson, the mayor, black, number one, the school districts were, you know, predominantly black who made this damn stupid-ass decision. But one thing I keep in mind, it's funny. Like I said, pay attention to the timeline. When they're bringing all of these immigrants in, and black folks in Chicago are already complaining about these immigrants and things that's happening, and they're bringing them into the black community, and they're putting them into the school systems. And now all of a sudden that you're bringing all these immigrants in, and now you're going to take away the policing or the school resource officers out of those schools next year, when you're really going to have more immigrants and everything mixed in here in this school system. You're setting these children up for something. Now, why I said y'all, they setting black community, y'all better pay attention to this. Pay attention to what's going on. And when you have, I got to play the race. It ain't really the race card, but I guess throw the black and white in here. When you having these school shootings, you got white folks talking about what can they do to better have security in the school systems, in the school, to stop school shootings. They at one time, it's like some schools were talking about arming teachers, teachers be armed. So that discussion was going. That people were talking about getting more resource officers to stop these school shootings. I mean, you know, to be able to be a deterrent. And think about it, even churches now, getting officers in church, they're trying to get security in churches, more security than churches. But you have with all these mass shootings and school shootings in Atlanta, they just had a damn school shooting down there. Almost the next day after the church shooting at Linwood. And here you have major city like Chicago elect to get rid of school resource officers when all of these other places are beefing up security. Y'all would pay attention to this shit, man. Pay attention to what they're doing to y'all fucking children. Excuse my language. Pay attention to what they're doing. All this woke movement bullshit when they was talking about defund the police, that's part of this thing. Still, again, what they're doing, y'all pay attention. It's defund the police. But you're doing it to your children, and watch the fuck what's going to happen. And already in Chicago, where they're having all this shooting and killing, who's going to be there to stop the shit in the school system now or have a deterrent anyway from it? But that's on the table, but I saw that when I got to bring this topic to the conversation tonight. But yes, sir, y'all, it's y'all turn, brother. This shit is crazy.
No, you said it all, brother. They like even here in Delaware, they're trying to get us to vote to have more tax money taken out for school districts because they're running into budget issues, and you know, and that's our response. Fuck no, you know, you better talk to your state about all this immigrant money they're giving away, you know. So yeah, it's like you said, there's a plan. That's something up. And that's why I always say, you know, don't sleep on what these homocrats are doing, because you know, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. And the concept of a United States, it doesn't exist. You know what a cicada bug is?
No, I can't sound familiar.
All right, it's a big ass noisy bug, right? They only come out every once in a while. And, like, you can hear them. They make this clicking sound, but it's loud, right? But after they're done, they just leave an empty husk. And that's what the United States is. It's a husk of its former self. So the only protection, the only hope you have is yourself.
Damn. Yeah, that shit's crazy, man. Yeah, when I saw this thing, hey. I was like, wow, man, nah.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave. Jeez.
So, I was hearing what you were saying about them letting go of the security and police officers in the school.
Yes, sir.
I'm just me. Now, I ain't got no kids, but like I said, in school, I got bullied in school, and I got expelled from over 12 damn schools. Yeah. Stay in and out of detention, some of all of that shit growing up. I'm going to tell y'all something. If I had kids, which I don't have none, I know Ariane, I know Alpha Male got them. This is my solution for parents that's hearing that about them taking out that, especially in Chicago, is taking out the security and the police and the school system. Take your kids up out of these goddamn schools. That's the true solution. I know some of them ain't got nowhere to go at when they're at home, but schools ain't shit. As a guy who went through all that shit in school, y'all need to take y'all kids about the school system. Point blank, period. The schools ain't going to protect your kids regardless. I don't care if they got a whole SWAT team patrolling the school. I don't care if they got the U.S. Marines guarding the school, protecting the school. Y'all need to take y'all kids about the goddamn school system. If you still got your kids in public school system, I don't care what state, what county it is, y'all some dumbasses. Y'all some dumbasses.
I agree.
The true solution, take them little niggas up out the school system. And you ain't got to worry about that. And I'm going to land my plane there.
And that's why they were mad, right? They were mad at Trump and I forgot the what was this? I want to say, Betsy Ross, damn. But what's this? I know Alpha Mayor, you know. What's her name? The one they want to do school choice. And a homocrats got mad. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. Well, you can choose to send your children to any school, basically any school they wanted to. What's her name? Bessie DeVall or something like that. I forget her name.
Yeah. You got me on that one. I don't even remember.
I can't remember her name. But I know they wanted to let your parents actually school choice. Well, it didn't matter about, you know, what type of school. You could let your children go. It ain't, you know, like people like they go to private school. You could elect to let your children go with it. But they didn't want these goddamn Democrats again. Always like, nah, we don't want to do that, so and so. Because they want to keep your children in these failing ass schools. I remember the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan said this long time ago. He said these schools are nothing but killing fields. He said that shit long, 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 long time ago. That the schools are nothing but killing fields or become killing fields. And he's right. But that bull crap right there, man. Y'all see how these black politicians, like I said again, we always want to put the black man in position. But they don't have some of these concepts, and I was, that black people don't have the same, the same principles as we once had. It's not there anymore. Like people, I don't know what the hell going on. It's just the mindset is not there anymore. Like Justin was trying to say, you know, the people, like I was talking about Harry Tubman and Nat Turner came back. We ain't going through shit like they went through. He was like, I forgot how you were saying they wouldn't have been able to handle it. We ain't going through shit like they going through. But you got a lot of black folks who are involved. They elected, black folks elected to do that shit. While white folk trying to beef up security because they don't want their security getting shot up and killed. And we're seeing all this high, especially like again, all this high crime rate going on in Chicago, the killing after killing after killing, and you decide, y'all just open the fucking door for a mass shooting to happen in the school system. But again, y'all better pay attention because, again, when I'm talking about this immigration shit, y'all know it's going to be some shit in them school system Might be some children picking on some other children in the school system, and bam, oh man, y'all just jumped the fence and came over here. It's going to be something. You don't have them in there, them resources. Like I said, they probably can't stop everything. But it's something, you have to at least try to have some kind of deterrent, something, you know. But this shit is crazy, man, what these fools out here doing. Go ahead, Brother Alphamil. Here's one thing they are, man. I say the Democrats ain't nothing but...
Ain't nothing but the devil!
That's all they are, y'all.
Well, you know, the Democrats are funded, trained, and enslaved by Old Testament. So you got to go back to the same people that profited from slavery. Profiting from political slavery, mental slavery. It's the same goddamn people, you know.
Damn.
And just like with a basketball team, you don't make the team unless you meet the requirements. Well, shit, you ain't going to run for office unless you meet the requirements. So they know what you're going to do before you get there. I know what you're going to do before you get there because, I mean, the game's the same. You can't change a basketball game. You know what I'm saying? You can change, maybe you can add a three-pointer here or disqualify something, but the game's still the same. So politics is going to be the same. I don't care what player you put in position. And the problem is the black ones are the worst ones.
Oh, shit.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you the truth. The black ones are the worst ones.
Yep.
You know? And I just don't get it, you know? You know what it is. You know, you know that old saying, "I got to get mine and fuck you."
Yep.
They take that attitude all the way through their fucking life and career, and that's their whole motto.
Yes, sir.
You know? But sometimes you can save a people by doing nothing. Don't cost you shit. All you got to do is abstain. You know, and I don't get it. You know, like. I'll give you an example. Now, I just heard yesterday AT&T and all these big communications companies just bought the rights to stream all the sports stuff on online, right? Mm-hmm. And in a contract, there is a clause they're going to make it legal to fix games based on the fact that these streaming games are for entertainment purposes only.
Dang.
Yeah. So, you know, but I could tell a million people this, and they're like, fuck that, I'm still going to watch my game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes abstinence is all it takes. It don't take guns, helicopters, bombs. Just say no and do nothing. You know, get you a dog, grow your garden.
Right.
Matter of fact, get to know the people you live with.
Yep. Yes, sir. And it's funny what you're saying with Alpha Male. You've been telling people like the Super Bowl, all this shit is rigged, and they still be cheering, betting money. I've seen with it after the Super Bowl, people were tearing they were San Francisco fans, tearing their televisions off the wall and all kind of shit, having a damn fit. You damn fool, is rigged. You could tell. You know it. But they don't want to. They don't want to acknowledge it. But no, it's crazy.
They're hiding something.
Yeah. And especially when you ought to know this shit is rigged in. When they start that betting shit, that legalized betting, you ought to know that shit was rigged in. You ought to know it.
Oh, check this out. Matter of fact, yes, you were saying if you pay attention to all these people on like YouTube and all that stuff that got these little half-ass sports shows. He said, look down in the corner somewhere. They're all sponsored by DraftKings, all these gambling websites.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they don't have what you would call, like they say, followers. Well, those are all bots. But it don't matter because the gambling places are the ones financing them.
Damn.
So when you go on there, you thinking, oh, shit, what's the dude, Shannon Sharp? Oh, man, he got 1 million followers. No, he don't. That's a fake-ass number. But it don't matter to him because he's sponsored by fucking organized crime.
Yeah.
You know, so, the game is dirty, man.
Yes, sir. Damn, brother, man, you just made me. I'm glad you said him, Shannon Shaw. I got to ask this question to y'all. I asked a couple of people this question. They didn't say too much. What y'all think about? Here's supposed to be a grown. I'm thinking about like what's his damn name? I often call the man Day Day. What's his name? He said Shannon Shaw was gay, but I was thinking about. Why would a grown ass man call his podcast Club Shay Shay?
Exactly.
He's a homosexual. He gay. That lip gloss man that's a gay. He gay.
That lip gloss.
That is a homo.
God damn.
That nigga, he always smacking his goddamn lips and shit. Talking with a fucking lip. He's a fruitcake. Hey, ain't no getting around that. That nigga, look, and Cat Williams was sitting up there talking that shit. He fruity too.
Man. What's the dude? What dude they play Day Day, man? I can't think of his name.
Mike Epps.
Yeah, you know they've been going. Mike Epps said is he looked like Tyler Perry without a wig or some shit.
Yeah, okay. He fruity as hell. He was getting hard. While he was talking to Cat Williams, he was all, tell me more, like a damn fruitcake.
Damn.
Yeah, I felt that too. I was like, this dude is something off.
Yeah, he gay as hell. Both of them, Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp, both of them fruity. Yeah, both of them fruit. You talking about he read over 100 books growing up. Like, nigga, get your ass about here. Like, get your ass about here, nigga. Everybody hearing that.
You don't like Cat Williams, man?
Hell no.
Yeah, damn.
Hell no. He whacked his ass. Look, I don't even know why he even brought that nigga up. He whacked his hell. He just as bad as Chris Rock.
I like Cat Williams, man. I like old Cat.
Hell no.
Nah.
He's funny maybe three times.
I mean, Brent, I'm saying I like Cat. What I mean the part about I like Cat. Some of his comedy, it ain't real. Brent, I'm saying I like Cat. Cat, far as Cat the Donald, he's the comedic Donald Trump. What I mean is like, he exposed the shit out of all the motherfuckers in that industry. That's what I mean. He ain't holding no punches. He letting this shit all be known. Like even when he told about, you remember when he talked about that part of Matt, like when they talking about P. Diddy. He talked about when he made that thing about like, I seen Mr. Ogilvy, you know, like the room with men in there having sex, and that's when you know they really started fucking with him because he was talking about them messing parties. Now I said he throw that shit out there and
but
tell it on the industry.
My thing, this is my thing, Moray. Why the fuck was he there in the first place?
And where
you out. See what? See that? See, I Moray, I love you, bro. But this is something that I have an issue with celebrities on. When I look at Noah or Drink Champ. I look at Gilly the Kid with his little thing, with his little show he got. They all, let me tell you some Club Shay Shay. You know, all of them got the same damn take as fake-ass journalists. Vlad TV, all these niggas got the same thing. They play innocent while they interviewing these guys. And the people really expose themselves. If you really sit down and listen to the people that, you know, interview, the damn people expose themselves right then and there. You know, like, you know, Cat Williams, why the fuck was he at any of these, around any of these people? If he known, okay, for instance.
But Dave, let me ask you this. It's simple. Let me ask you this. Because see, let me ask you this. I joined a lot of organizations. I didn't know they was bullshit till I joined them. It's like anything. You just coming into something. You probably don't know all this shit. I'm not trying to take up, but to say again, some of the shit you had to. You just getting in it. You don't know all this shit. Like a lot of these cats get into a lot of this shit. They sign contracts and they don't know this shit is about to happen until they get involved. It's like we talk about a lot of the Hebrew Israelite camps. A lot of people don't know the bullshit about what the ins and out of how they bullshit until they join. And then they find out. And that's why you see people on YouTube here exposing them. I used to be with them, man, but I found out. So it's like, bro, a lot of people, they had to go through it to find out these inner workings on this shit. That's probably why I'm saying now. But I don't take away what he's actually showing the people. He's telling the people. A lot of these motherfuckers, they know. That's why they be so uncomfortable when he be saying that shit. Like even with a Dave Chappelle told that shit. You see how Oprah was looking at him like, shut the fuck up. When even with Snoop Dogg, when there was an interview with Snoop Dogg and Tupac. And Tupac was saying that shit about Quincy Jones them. And man, you see, you look at Snoop Dogg like, man, you better shut your ass up, dog, man. You finna get us in fucking trouble, man. You see how he was looking at it? Man, he was tensed up. So it's a lot, bro. Sometimes you have to go through that shit. You don't actually know. So when you saying, well, why was he at the matching party? Did he know? It's like, hey man, dog,
no.
Man, come on, bro. You an upcoming comedian, dog. Come on, come kick it with us. So you don't know. You just like, damn, I'm finna go kick it with the big shot dogs now. And then you get in that motherfucker like he said, he opened the door and seen it like, what the fuck? Is that Mr. Olivia? But it's like, you know, man, you don't really know this shit, dog, like right off top until you motherfucker take you there and you start seeing this. So I'm not saying he did, but I'm not going to judge Mr. and say, yeah, he knew. I'm not going to say that because I joined shit. I didn't know. If I'd have known a lot of this shit with the Wabians and this, that, bro, I wouldn't have never joined all that bullshit.
Check this out. Now, back when I first started calling in, right, I told you about the entertainment business, right? There's nothing that you have to find out later. When you walk in a room and all you see is lip gloss and eyeliner, you know what it is. You ain't got to guess. You ain't going to say, oh, I'm going to change it from the inside. You know right then what it is. But, see, greed and fame, you know, they pretend as long as they can, like they don't see shit until they have to see shit. But it's not hidden. It's different. You're talking about an education into your spirituality and you know, maybe a little bit of your ancient comedic, you know, heritage and things of that nature. We're talking entertainment. That's not the same. Right up front, you know who these motherfuckers are because they don't hide it.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna have to really disagree with this shit because I see it's a lot of cats. It's brothers I've met. They got into the music industry. So they tried to sign with, and I know sisters. My sister, I can call her. God damn it, and she'll tell you. She went all on tours with the OJs and all that. And she didn't know that shit was that type of shit that was gonna happen. So it's people who don't fucking know. I mean, you know, I know people personally. Everybody don't know that shit. So, I mean, yeah, you might have some, but I can't say everybody who really know this shit. I mean, so I mean, it's certain things I can agree on certain things, but some people don't. That's why some people you'll see they disappear and leave that shit alone.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Because, like, some people independent. They not with mainstream. Like that, they try to do shit maneuver away from that. Go ahead.
Cause you know, but this is something that you know, I will say, and I respect you know, a lot of guys, like you said, that speak the truth, like you were saying with Cat Williams. I'm with you on that. But at the end of the day, Cat Williams, you know, when I look at roles after, like, I know what especially you're talking about, the Pimp Chronicles, when he did that. That was like 2006, something like that. Something you got to realize, Cat Williams been in Hollywood, he's been in Cali since, what, 1995, I think he said, when he was talking to Shay Shay. He was saying, if you listen to the interview, that brother was born in, what, Ohio, and then he ran away from home, he said, to Florida, where he was homeless, and then he went to Cali in his mid-early 20s. So he went to Cali. If you went to Cali, Hollywood is right there. So he's been on this shit for all this time, and he still chose to go through open Pandora's box. You know,
I'm gonna tell you what we're saying is dangerous. I'm gonna tell you what we're saying is real fucking dangerous. Because again, I can use Trump as an example. Trump kicked it with all these crooked motherfuckers. He knows the crooks. And when he exposing them same crooked motherfuckers he hung with, so he can warn you about the crooks. It's the same thing we can say, okay, well, maybe, but see, you pay attention, even though but he's still letting you know, hey, listen. Like Kevin Hart, I kept wondering, what the fuck this nigga, where the fuck he just come from all of a sudden, how you put it? Like he said, he's a plant, industry plant, the so-and-so. It's not, see, what we don't so-called focus on them. Focus on the message that what people be saying and trying to put you on game on. That's my thing. I'm peeping the message. So when we saying everybody this here, you know, a lot of people like, man, they'll stop people to stop listening to anything. Stuck in under the spell. So like I said, that's sometimes, man, when we trying to like expose a lot of stuff and try to downplay everybody, you downplay a lot of the message they giving. Like when Trump said drain the swamp, it's like who he's talking about. He's talking about the damn people like in Washington who was doing corruptible things. He knew the crooks. So who better to tell you about the motherfucking crooks than the people who hung with the crooks? So pay attention to the message. Not really the messenger. That's what I'm paying attention to. So it's like he hipping you to the game. And like what even Monique was telling them about them gatekeepers. So people trying to come into there, they are so-and-so. It was one dude, he was an up-and-coming comedian. He started asking, like, man, they was asking him something about the party, some parties. What kind of party? He said, man, stay away from that party with that, he was talking about P. Diddy party. He like, stay away from them parties from the person who be saying, take that. He's like, I get who you saying. So he was putting him up on game. Don't get caught going to them parties, them type of parties. See what I'm saying? So we got to be careful sometime, man, when we throwing, because people are taking like, you know, who the fuck can I listen to? Who is it? I mean, you know, because Dr. York was an entertainer. You know that? Remember, he was in the industry. Somewhat.
Yeah,
all of them. So we can't listen to no fucking body in entertainment who's, notice they entertain us at the same time. But we can't listen to nobody who in the entertainment industry or been there. Ain't no truth coming from nobody.
Yeah, you can look at it that way. I mean, the message is tight. But I get Dave's point, though. You know, it took 29 years to finally open his mouth.
I don't know. Cat been talking. Y'all go back and look at Cat. Cat been saying shit. I've been peeping Cat for a minute ever since I've been first seen him. Cat been saying shit. He been saying a lot of shit.
Yeah, I never thought he was funny, so. Shit.
Yeah, I'm not just talking about the comedic thing, but Cat's been a fucking renegade. He's been renegading. So I mean, that's my only thing. I mean, I listen to what people are saying to keep people, wake people up to what's going on. That's my thing. That's why I don't get caught up on the people. That's why I don't get caught up on the person. I'm listening to the message of what they're saying to wake the people up, to make you think. Look at Peep Gang. Like we said, Peep Gang. That's my thing. So why is everybody, man, bro, damn, like okay, well, we might as well just sit on back and chill. I mean, he's like, damn, I mean, we ain't got, I mean, I don't know who to trust or what to listen to then no more about truth.
Well, you know, Richard Pryor and Dick Gregory did the same shit.
Yep, so I don't know, man. It just, I just be careful about, you know, trying to knock down and throw away everything, like, because you leave people with nothing. So I'm like, so what are they to listen to, and who can they listen? I know we don't try to put entertainers on a pedestal. I damn sure know better than that. But I'm saying some people try, if they throwing something out to give you a pedestal, because like, what do you say, like the spook said at the door? Like a person who's been in there, they could like tell, hey, look, I'm insider, bro. I've been in this shit. I'm telling y'all, stay the fuck away from this, dog. Hey, it ain't what you think. I wish I hadn't never did this. You know that? So you better take heed. He giving you a warning. Like, I'm in too deep. I just fucking can't get out now. But I'm telling y'all, stay out. Don't come down this path. That's the type of shit I get from what people saying. That's all I'm saying. I get, just pay attention to what they're saying. You got a lot of people who got in and not in too deep, like, and they screaming out and letting you know on certain things, this ain't what you think it is. This ain't what you think. I wish I hadn't never so-and-so. And, you know, but, yeah, so yeah, I don't know. That's just me. That's me. I just look at it like that person. I don't try to dismiss, throw away every fucking thing. I discern. I just know how to make discernments.
Yeah. Oh, but mine happened immediately, so I just don't get caught up in the shit.
Well, you know, some people, you know, I don't know. Some people see shit different and have to go through. It don't resonate with everybody at the same time or happen.
Oh no.
Like
that. You know, it's like, even when you're looking at kids, like, you know, when you try to tell them the pitfalls of something, but they looking at you like, well, shit, you got jewels and cars and money and bitches, you know. I want the same thing. So what you saying is bullshit. So, yeah, a young mind going to see it a little different.
Yeah, that's why these people some of these people going for the trap. They don't see it. They don't know this shit like what we saying. Well, some people don't. They ain't fuck what they saying. Because you had some people. I did some shit on music industry a long time ago on here. People was calling it, man, it just made entertainment, bro. It just entertainment, man. They trying to feed their family. Shit like that. And I was talking about the degrading music. And I mean, I'm telling you, older head and everything. Man, they just how they got to feed their family, dog. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
So when they're hearing somebody justifying that shit, especially old heads, what you think they gonna go ahead? I'm just one fucking voice, but they hearing 20 more people saying ain't nothing wrong with this, how you gotta feed your family. What they gonna do? Like, man, fuck it, they gonna roll with it. Like, man, fuck that nigga with that son, right? He ain't talking about shit.
Right, they gonna still vote Democrat.
See? And there have been instances that a lot of people don't see it, don't catch it off top. It's like, I remember I was hearing a brother, somebody was breaking this down before, and they were saying, even like, okay, you might see somebody join it in the industry. They might not tell them on top that, you know, how are we going to say it? Like, they should say it. So they might, you might start thinking, yeah, you can get the money closing holes. They start getting all this shit and getting it to them. And then next thing they know, they come to them, well, you know you owe us, right? What you mean? Yeah, you know all that shit wasn't really free. And then, you know, they start coming to them with some other shit. You know, but they already don't got it. Like, I throw it like this here. I'm going to use her as an example. I'm not saying this how y'all, for the record, family. I hear, listen, I'm not saying that's what happened. But I'm going to say like Jennifer Hudson. The whole family got killed. Maybe she didn't know. I'm just saying, maybe she didn't know all this shit. Maybe she got in, they started getting her the Oscars and all this shit. Then like, hey, you know you owe us, right? Gee, you think you really got that Oscar? We gave you that shit. So you owe us. So it was like, it's time for the ritual. What you mean? Hey, all that money, that Oscar you got, you owe us. And that, they sacrifice and kill a whole goddamn family. So like I said, people like the, everybody that come in, you think, shit, what we say, well, like Satan or Lucifer, he going to tell you every fucking trick before he get you, bait your ass in. That's the trick. You go, that's what I got to do. I got to have deception. I got to deceive you. I got to make the shit seem like I'm on your side. Like the Holy Quran said, he make it seem like he's your serious advisor, just like the Democrats do. That's why a lot of people keep fucking with them, because they seem like they really black folks' serious advisor, like Brandon Johnson, all them. Oh, I'm coming in. Yeah, I'm finna do this for y'all. I'm finna do that for the people. They don't know off the top. Hey, like we might see it. See, some people see it. We might see it. Hey, dog. Hey, that's a trick. Don't do it. Man, no, bro. He said so and so. All right. Now it's too late. See, now they in too deep. Look at now the Chicago people. They in too deep. They thought they could get rid of the other motherfucking devil, which was Laura Lightfoot. Now they got a real wicked ass devil.
They call it a white coat syndrome.
So everybody don't see it off top.
Yeah, because when I tell them, all the response I'll get, oh, nigga, you don't know shit. Look at him. Look at you. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the devil ain't gonna come with everybody with the same. He ain't gonna come with everybody without the same thing. And then everybody, some people awaken. That's why I said some people awaken, some people are not. So however they gonna come with you, he got to come with you to try to come with you. Oh, this motherfucker, he already kind of woke. Damn, I got to come to him this way. Oh no, he don't know shit. I can get him. Bam.
What did we say last week? They people like to wait until it's too late to react.
Yep, that's
all the information's out there. You neglect it, you avoid it, you pretend it don't exist, and then all of a sudden your ass on fire. Now all of a sudden, oh shit! No.
Yeah, but that's something. But like, well, we got to get this here right fast. But yeah, we were talking about it even on that, because the message was out there. I'm trying to get. We got to go to Hosea, like Hosea 4:6 said, "My people are destroyed." Now, King James said, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected it." Now I got my Jewish Bible said, "My people are destroyed for want of knowledge." They don't like how they said that, because you reject knowledge, but the point is they rejected it. It ain't like nobody gave it to you. Some people don't know because they ain't never been taught. They ain't nobody never tried to put them up on it. But when you put them up on it, that's the killer.
No, read that again now, because you can't reject anything that you've never been offered.
But yeah, so, let me get old KJ.
Yeah, so they were offered the wisdom and the knowledge, but they rejected it. That's the only way they knew it existed, to reject it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They said, "My people are lost for the like." Oh, let me see. Goddamn, what is King James? "My people are lost for the lack of knowledge because they rejected it." But you know, most people when they read this, they don't tell you about the rejected part. They just said, "My people are lost for the like." Here we go. "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." That's King James Version. It said the lack of knowledge. But they don't read the rest of it. I said, you got to keep on reading the rest of it. Is it because thou hast rejected it? That's right. Like you actually destroyed. Because you and like cases now in the black community, you're being destroyed. Because when people were trying to put you up on game with what was going to go on, You didn't want to. You rejected it. You yep. rejected it, and now this is why your communities are being destroyed.
Yeah.
But but you've been told. So even how they have it like that, to even like you said, to even to say you rejected it, that means somebody had to tell you.
Right.
Like you said,
because
you can't reject like that. That's yeah. Because but when they read it, see that even with that take thinking. You're like, okay, well, wait a minute. Somebody had to tell them then. See, that's when reading comprehension is supposed to kick in. Like I said, y'all got a 7th grade education. I goddamn it, I know that, y'all. But that's when reading comprehension is supposed to kick in. How can you reject something you ain't never been told? So that means like, oh, so somebody must have told them something. But even with that, though, because we know we're talking about the Bible. So that means that Hosea was talking about how the children of Israel rejected the knowledge of dealing with, the what they said, the Torah or the laws or whatnot. They're rejecting it. That's why they were being destroyed.
Right.
So even in that whole context, we know who Hosea was a prophet to. But yeah, so it's like a lot of people, man, some people don't know until somebody tell them. But still, again, some people still are rejected. But some people, there's a lot of shit people don't know out here. There's a lot of shit I don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't going to never know all of it, but yeah. When somebody comes to us with a warning or a caution, it's on us to investigate, And if we choose not to investigate, we're rejecting knowledge.
Yep. That's why I tell some people are not just, they're not in inquisitive enough or even nosy enough. That's why I be saying on my video, I'm nosy, y'all. I'm nosy like that. That's why I want to, if I read, I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm going to go check it out. But I came from that school of thought now, even as a Nubian, the Dr. York's main motto or what was a slogan, don't believe me, check it out. So I came from a school of thought that told you, I don't give a damn what I say, go check it out. But even with that, though. You still had Nawabians wouldn't even go check it out because they believe any damn thing Dr. York said. Oh, well, I read 30 of his books. He was always right on every last one of his books. So the 31st books, I ain't even got to go back and check it. That could have been the damn book that he tricked your ass at to make see was you actually checking out what he said.
Yeah.
So you got to check out everything.
Yep, yeah, that's why I like to be the quietest person in the room most of the time. That's how you learn how to maneuver. But my wife always laughed. She always asked me, and I told her, you crazy. But she said, what do you do when you're the smartest person in the room?
Yeah.
And my answer is always just shut the fuck up and listen.
Yep. It's like even when I be having conversation with people, whether it work or whatnot, and I tell them something, I come right home. We might have a discussion or something. And they might be disputing it, whatever. I'm still going to come right home, and I'm going to research on, even though I've read and studied, it might be some shit I studied shit 15, 20 years ago, and it just came up in the conversation trying to go with the point. I'm still going to come right back and check my sources and check that information to make sure I didn't say nothing wrong. I'm going to come back and still research on top of what I had did to make sure, okay, make sure I ain't said nothing wrong. And sometimes I might state something wrong, not intentionally, and I go back the next day. Hey, bro, you know what? I misquoted that. Here's what it say right here. Check it out. Because I know, damn, I said, did you go home? Did you check it out? No, I didn't have time. I said, well, check it out. Here you go right here because I did misquote that. Because half the time, they ain't going to check out what the fuck you said. But I'm going to do it, though. Because I got to make sure the information I'm giving you was proper. So sometimes they might not. But I've heard it was like the brother I had a show. He came on the show, the two pastors. I used to always talk to their brother. He was a pastor. He called Pastor Norm. Me and him used to be debating all the time. Well, we had discussion, and he was always going against a lot of shit. Some stuff I said. And sometimes we'll be having discussions while I hear him talking to somebody else. He's arguing with me about what I said. And he'll have the conversation with somebody else. And I hear him quoting to them some stuff I said. But I was like, wait a minute. I said, said, damn, but he was arguing with me down the other day about this same situation. But he telling them to say the stuff that I was saying. I wouldn't say, I just kind of laughed like, okay, yes, sir, I got it. Well, he'll come to me and start saying it, quoting to me what he said about a week later. Hey, man, yeah, you know so-and-so, so-and-so, yeah. I said, you remember what I was trying to tell you that, bro? Yeah, yeah, I do remember that now. I do remember that now. So, see. Yeah. But, that's why he'll tell me, Dave. What he said, Dave, you remember that show, Dave, when you listen to it? What did he say? He said, man, that bro always be studying. That's what he tell me, no matter what. He motivated me, keep doing what you're doing, bro. He did tell me, Dr. Frank, keep doing what you're doing. He said, cause I said, you always going to research. He said, keep doing what you're doing.
Chief Rabbi still there?
He over there calling, I'm
still here. What's up, man? He calling Michelle Obama, seeing his justice over there.
Hell no. I ain't got no trainings in my phone. Hell no.
that you know of.
That he does. Shit.
If I find out, they going to get deleted.
I tell you something else dude said last night. He said they figured out a way to make testicles in a lab and some fertility clinic. So maybe some of these dykes can get them a set of nuts. Or these dudes out here that ain't got a second, go ahead and bomb a pair.
Hey, Alpha Man, you know, it's crazy that you said that because, like I study a lot of that, a lot about everything, just like I react. You know, okay, Sade's daughter became a man. You know, Smooth Operator.
Damn.
Sade, yeah. Her daughter did the same thing that the singer Sher's daughter did. Got a sex change, right? You become a man. Now, listen at this shit. Now, they saying that they're trying to go back to being a woman. What kind of shit is that? That was something that you brought up, Alpha Male, and I kind of tell a lot of people this. You brought up about, I think it was about a year ago, about the regrets of having sex changes.
Yeah.
People don't never talk about that. When you brought that up, I don't know if y'all remember the guy that took down Bin Laden or Saddam Hussein, what is his damn name? Christopher Beck or whatever his name was. Now, the only reason why I know about his story because he's actually here, was stationed here in Virginia. The guy that got a sex change that took out Osama or whatever his name is, the one that took out Osama, what is his name? I think Obama and at the time the other president before him gave him a Medal of Honor or some shit like that. Anyway, they say he's going back to being a guy. They say he's going back to being a guy. That made me think about what you were saying about the regrets of them having sex changes. People don't talk about that shit.
Yeah, and
you brought that up a long time ago, and people don't talk about that. A lot of these people are rethinking that. Yeah. A lot of these people are regretting that shit. A lot of people ain't talking about it, but yeah, they're regretting that. They say Sher's daughter regretting that, and Sade's daughter regretting it, and they say that Christopher Beck guy that took out Osama, he regretted that. He made a public statement about a couple of months ago, and it was on the timeline on YouTube. Because I was looking up, you know, about the military, because I do a lot of research with military, you know, warfare and all that shit. And he popped up and talking about telling people don't get real sounding surgery. And I'm like, all that parading around, you know, Obama gave you a Medal of Honor and all these shit that he did. And now you're talking about don't get the shit. That's something about with that surgery. People don't want to, that they're not talking about. You know,
well,
it's a
mental illness. It's called body dysmorphia syndrome. You know, you hate your limbs. You hate that you have, you know, 10 fingers and 10 toes. You just want 2 toes and 6 fingers. Like, it's crazy. You know, you want to cut your ears off. And you know, it's really a mental illness. You know, they try to make it into some kind of choice. They try to glamorize it. Oh, you'll feel better once I cut it off. No, it's like a 900-pound bitch. Now she's 120. Well, she's still fucked up in the head. She's still the same monster in her head. You know, she can get all they put staples and all that, and put makeup. I call it a paint job. They call it makeup. But she's still fucked up in the head in the first place. Because how did she get 900 pounds? Because she got a fucking problem. You know? So, yeah, they won't talk about that because that don't fit the Democratic agenda. Hell, as far as that goes, the Republican ain't going to talk about it either.
No. But, yeah, that popped up on my timeline, and I was like, what the fuck? He regretting that shit now? These people are regretting that shit. Yeah.
I mean, you can see it everywhere, man. It's disgusting, and, you know, the people that are supporting it are disgusting, and, you know. But the pain is the problem, right? It's back to something somebody said earlier. They ain't got a problem with you fucking yourself up. It's when you start glamorizing it and presenting it to children. That's where my problem begins.
Because,
I mean, honestly, before, I think it was 1978 or 79 when I found out about NAMBLA. And I found that they had what's that shit they call people write their mission statement? But it was to have access to have sex with everybody's children. And that's when I began to really look at it and see how dangerous it was and started speaking out about it, you know. But everybody else was just brainwashed. I don't care what other people do. I'm like, nah, that ain't the point. They're coming for your children. They got a flag. They got a mission statement. They, you know, you don't understand what the fuck they mean when they talk about they here and they queer. They just, the news always leave out the part that, and we're coming for your children. You know, so, that's when it crossed the fucking line. Because nobody cared what you did in the bushes, you know. But you come after my kids, now I got a fucking problem with you. And that's not just with homosexuality. That's with anybody. You know, on that note, you know, once you get your child a Social Security card, they're awarded a state. Once they got that birth certificate and Social Security card, they're awarded the state. Your kids don't even belong to you anymore.
Yeah.
Dave was right. Get them out of the system. But you know how they trap you? If you don't have that birth certificate and Social Security card, say if you had a pension coming day, well, your kids aren't eligible for your Social Security and all that shit because they don't have a Social Security card or a number.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a dirty game, man. Brought to you by the same Nazi that pretended they were victims of a Holocaust.
Hmm.
Yep. And you know what, Alpha Male? I'm glad you brought that up about the birth certificates and Social Security cards. Something that I want y'all, especially, you know, for the witches out there who are midwives, because even though I don't agree with witchcraft, I don't agree with none of that shit. But I will say this. Midwives, a lot of witches were midwives, even in the Bible, in the New Testament. The magi, which are female magicians who delivered baby Jesus, were what you call midwives. So a lot of witches were midwives. They don't want, even though I don't agree with witches, I don't agree with none of that shit. The only thing I can agree with them on is you should have at home birth. Because for one thing, if you have an at-home birth, instead of taking your kid to the hospital or taking your baby mama or wife to the hospital, they can't track. If you have and this is something that y'all have to get into, even though I know it's kind of, you know, might sound a little weird, because a lot of y'all have been programmed to go to the hospital if anything goes wrong medically. You all need to learn how to have at-home births. You all do. A lot of y'all women out here who are, oh, you got to go to the hospital, oh, push. And y'all sit up on the table and let the doctor stick a pair of scissors in your vagina and cut the baby umbilical cord out. Y'all need to stop that. Y'all need to have at-home births. Because I'm telling you, that's another way that they're getting it. You have to, when you have a child in the hospital, automatically, they got the motherfucker in the system. Automatically. Yep. Soon as the doctor sign in, pull the baby out, boom, they put the little wristband around your child, and the child's right there. They have to sign off on your child going home from the hospital.
Yep. And
so
you know
the doctors ain't shit. Don't have no babies in the hospital. Carry your own children.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you something else they do. You know when they come to get the baby, talking about they going to weigh him and all that shit?
Yeah.
They inject a needle with about 100 different poisons in it in your baby, too.
Yeah.
You know? Talking about they vaccinate. The motherfucker just got here. Fuck, he needs to be vaccinated. Yes. As a matter of fact, he's screaming because he's mad because he and this motherfucker in the first place. Don't nobody want to be coming to a new world hit with bright lights and noise. Turn the lights down.
Yeah.
Turn on some Al Green. Not Al Green because that motherfucker ain't right. But put on some smooth jazz or something, you know. But yeah. Oh. You said midwife, but there's also something called a doula. I'm not too up on them, but I don't know if they lean towards the witchcraft thing, but they do basically the same thing as a midwife.
Yeah. It's crazy you brought that up. My cousin, who I can't and I can't stand her family. But she's a doula. She's a doula, supposedly. She actually, I think they said she quit her nursing position of being a nurse practitioner and became a doula where she delivers babies and shit. So, yeah. So I guess she's one of those too. So I think they said she made good money too doing it. So, yeah. Y'all get into that. Hey, Alpha Male, you brought up a good damn thing with that. I'm glad that you up here, bro. Cause that's some real shit. That's some real shit. They you don't have to carry when you carry your children in these hospitals, shit. They are, you don't know what the doctors are doing when they deliver the babies. Like I'm gonna tell you something. This is something that I don't, only certain people that know me know about me. But when I was born, the doctor actually dropped me. The doctor who delivered me was a Filipino doctor. She dropped me. And my mom didn't know until she first saw me, because I guess they knocked her out, according to her. But I had a big old knot on my front of my head. And they didn't know until later when they said that the doctor had died. They said the doctor died of a coke overdose. But, yeah, I was dropped. The doctor had dropped me, and my mom didn't know. Yeah, and yeah.
When she smacked you on the ass, would you punch her in the mouth?
But he dropped me on my head, and they didn't even know. Until, I just said, day later, there was a big old knot on my head, and it caused me to be brain damaged. But she dropped a whole bunch of other babies too. So, So these doctors, I'ma tell you something. You don't know what these damn doctors be doing when they deliver your damn children. Y'all don't know.
Oh damn!
Y'all don't know.
Speaking of the medical profession, do you know most of your therapists and psychiatrists and all those people are homos, homosexuals, whatever y'all call them?
Shit, all them motherfuckers gay.
They more fucked up in the head than the clients. When I was going. Like I suffered for about 15 years of like severe pain. I didn't sleep for years, man. And they had me go see this one psychiatric specialist. I looked at that bitch. She looked at me, and we knew it wasn't gonna work. So she was like, "Well, why you're here?" I said, "You tell me why I'm here." Shit. You can stop this thing. That's what I'm here for. I tell you what happened. She made the comment like, "Well, what is it you do during the day?" And I said, "Well, I'm just trying to manage my pain." She said, "Well, what about, eating?" And I said, "My wife do all the cooking." And she looked at me like, "Well, why can't you cook?" And I was out there, bitch. Because you got a problem with my wife feeding me? Something's wrong with you, bitch. Something's wrong with you.
Alpha Bear, you remember that movie Antoine Fisher with Denzel?
Yeah.
And he was joking to Denzel, who was his therapist in the military. He said, you need a healing, nigga. You need a healing. Giselle took him in the office and said, have you lost your damn mind? He said, no, you lost your goddamn mind.
But yeah, they all fucked up in the head.
Well, you're right.
That was the easiest route to get the kids in the school systems hooked on those antidepressants and all those crazy ass drugs. Yeah, because, I mean, if I send you to somebody that's fucked up in the head, they're going to prove whatever it is that the system needs approved.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I've got to make a statement right fast. We got like 4 minutes, fam. We're going to go in overtime in like 4 minutes to get y'all a heads up way before that happened. You can call in and listen to Overtime Show at 319-527. Hold on, let me start over. Y'all. I'm fucking up. Excuse my friend. Check the area code is 319-527-6068. That's area code 319-527-6068. Then we going in overtime in 3 minutes, 3 minutes and a couple of seconds. And here's a 15-second notification.
The Democratic Party at some point in time has to be shaken out of its racist attitudes. And it has to be during one of these four-year periods shown that it did not get the black vote. And because it didn't get the black vote, it didn't win the presidency. When that happens, it will change. The Democrats.
Yep. That's old Tony Brown Journal. That's old.
I agree with that.
Yes, sir. And, Dave, here's another one, Dave. Dave. This is something. This is very key. I shared this with you. Probably, and this is something I've been looking at Twitter while y'all were talking. I was looking at Twitter, and this is something we need to think about this one. There's a lot of, I'm going to play this clip, and then I'm going to read some of the comments and things on this right here. I'm going to play this clip right fast.
We respect territories.
So do the Mexican gangs war with the black gangs?
Yes,
they do.
Most definitely. They don't even war. They dominate us now. It ain't no war. We war with each other, but we won't kill a Mexican. We ain't gonna get in. We ain't gonna get they too deep. We say. So right now, you know, they dominate. People don't want to talk about that, but they taking over hoods, and ain't no retaliation.
So they taking over like. Say whether it be a Crip hood, whether it be
a Crip hood. It used to be like Palmer Block Crips is down Palmer. Now the Flats got all Palmer Street in there, and they got fuck niggas and all this. You understand me? Only treetops is getting closed in by Mexicans, you know. But another, we'll war against each other.
Now I want to read, now what he was saying, he's talking about in California, but I'm going to read some of these, the comment part or the heading on Twitter what somebody was saying. Now they had the video and somebody said here, it says this is some LA stuff that they said, but they said SHIT. This is some LA stuff because down here in the dirty South, we would definitely go to war with the Mexicans in a anti-black mindset. But then another thing says Mexican gangs are pushing out the black gangs and they don't like it. It says, what are the odds anyone either in the political party know this? And then it went on to say Mexicans outnumber the blacks in LA, I think, like 8-1. So for every 10 blacks, there is about 80 Mexicans. This is because mass immigration. It said the same mass immigration. Yeah, the same mass immigration that is now happening in New York and the South is all over the U.S. And they had a picture all of it. And that make you think again. What they're saying, and notice they're coming into all black, so-called black communities where we're at. what already used to be black communities, that that's where they're pushing them into those areas. Now, they would just talk about the gangs and how now they've taken over the gangs, their gangs outnumbering the black gangs and shit. And like you're saying, the black gangs that go to war and beat each other's ass, like we were talking about the other day about the black power, but they ain't going to fuck with nobody else. But just to being outnumbered, and you think about that again, all of these, those immigrants, you got MS-13 and all them damn Mexican product groups coming in here and other stuff. And like I said, again, you think about that again, they want to take out the resource officers out of those schools. So you're going to have a lot of the teenage, whatever, gang members in the school with those black teenage gangs. And it's going to be a goddamn war, because that's where they're going to be at. And those are going to start being war for territory. And they already been showing a lot of this shit. Been beating the hell out of police officers and in them shelters, doing a lot of stuff. So, yeah. So, this is some shit, man. This is, like, there's going to a lot of stuff going to affect the black community. And, yeah. And you know, this is what this going to affect. But I just had to show that, but they were talking about them black gangs. And in L.A., how they outnumber him and just taking their shit. But y'all want to bang on each other. That's what I'm saying. You're banging on each other. And not knowing, as somebody keeps saying again, that blacks are being replaced.
So, yep.
Yeah.
That's funny, because back in 2016, I watched a documentary about that same thing, how the Mexican gangs are forcing blacks out of their communities and stuff like that. They didn't specifically say the gang, the black gangs, but they said they were targeting black folk and running them up out of communities in California and stuff like that. So that was back in 2016.
Damn.
So it's worse now. Now they just, like you said, coming in like ants.
Yes, sir. And brother, I mean, you remember that picture I sent you? I sent you a picture, and brother, it was a picture I had sent Brother Alpha Male. It was on Twitter, and I was looking at it. They showed, because Alpha Male talked about this on the last show, a lot of these mostly men coming in and military age at the same time, the brother was saying. And I was looking at this Twitter thing, and they was had busloads of all the men getting off the bus. And I looked at the bus, I seen bars on the bus, like goddamn. And then it was like almost like a prison guard, and I was like, that's a goddamn prison bus. And it was like a prison guard, like he was telling them, keep going, moving. And I was like, wait a minute, man, that's a damn prison. But I'm not saying they probably letting them out of prison, but why they had the immigrants on the goddamn bus with all them bars and all that shit on there? And then it was like this dude, I don't know, man. I don't know if he was a prison guard. What the hell he was? I got to look at this video while I'm back again and try to peep his uniform out and see what he had. But that's what it – but it was just strange to me. Like, damn, what's up with this bus with these guard windows on it? I can't even make out this damn thing. But that was kind of weird. But like, I just thought about you said after all them men that's getting off that bus. And they had probably seen two or three black guys in there. Go ahead, Dave.
No, what I was going to say is, Ray David Israel, been telling y'all about these Latinos for the last over 10 years. I've been teaching that shit for over 10, 15 years. I saw that with the Israelite community. I saw that even with 12 Top Touch. You see a lot of these black folks that push that fake-ass 12 Top Touch. I'm here to tell y'all, man, that black and brown coalition ain't as good as y'all think. You know, and this is something that I want to put out there for y'all. Now, I know black people, y'all have an issue with white people. I understand. But white America, even though they ain't shit, we ain't, and we know they ain't shit just like black folks. We ain't shit. We got to really look at it. White people aren't that united as we think. Because even when you're looking at governmental structures, we look at the money behind these corporations is Asians, Middle Easterns, and Spanish people. I'm being serious. The money behind a lot of these big-time corporations, even when we do talk about how the Hispanics outnumber black people, yeah, Asians do too. The Middle Easterns do too. So I've been telling people, I've been putting y'all onto this even way before they had the FBA, way before they had that fake-ass ADOS coalition. I've been telling black Americans about this shit for the longest. And even when I've been saying this shit for the longest. They when we're looking at the financial and the economics, not even just them outnumbering us, but just the money. Like, I'm going to tell you something. When we're looking at, there's a site called Temu. And a lot of people have been buying a lot of products off of Temu, which is an Asian-owned company. We're looking at Temu ain't new. Alibaba, AliExpress. Hell, even looking at the cars. They got down in the state of Virginia, we had Ford plant. Detroit, I have family in Detroit who have worked at the Ford plant, which is, you know, pretty much where they used to make the cars. With, I think it was like 2005, they started shutting down these car assembly lines. And I was wondering, when they shut down one here, a couple of them here in Virginia, and I was wondering, I'm like, well, who the fuck makes the cars now? If we can't make this shit in the U.S., who's making them? I started finding out that they were making these cars in Japan. They was making a lot of these parts for the cars in Japan. So when we're looking at sites like Temu, Alibaba, AliExpress, and hell, even with construction, who's going to build up shit? There's no American construction assembly lines, none of that. A lot of us in America don't know how to do none of that shit no more. I'm from the country. I don't see too many shade tree electricians and mechanics no more. Shit. So when we're looking at it, these people are the brains and the physical force behind all the operations here in America. Here, I talked about this a couple of months ago with Maury REI. Who, if you rip your jeans, if what you do, go to the store, buy a new one, new pair. Well, a person like me who is smart as hell that don't buy clothes every week, let me go find an American seamstress. Let me look in the phone book. Find if I can find a seamstress to sew up my pants that I want to keep. Let me see if I can find somebody to repair something that's American. I can't find one. We go up in there, it's either a Spanish lady or a little Asian lady.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, even when we do looking at Cali, and like the brother was talking about with the Spanish gangs outnumbering, we have to look at it too. We have to look at it, not just on the gang level, but on a repair level, economic level. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all, I'm a licensed cosmetologist, licensed barber. I'm going to tell you something. We talk about the black barbershops. Shit. And VA, it's only a handful of black barbers out here from here. You go up to some of these barbershops, shit, you will see maybe one or two black American barbers. Rest of them guys hooking up fades is either Spanish, Dominican, or Asian. And that's real damn talk. I'm being serious. Them motherfuckers is out fading the brothers.
But I'm being serious. You won't find that shit down here.
I'm being serious with you. You talk about the sisters. Shit. Sisters, the only way some of these sisters could get some good braids is if they go to a damn African. And even the Africans ain't even, they overcharge for shit.
Oh, yeah.
So
same here.
A lot of people are going to Dominicans. Yeah.
Nah, they go to the Africans, yeah. But yeah, you got some sisters, but like I said, most of them go to the Africans to get the braid.
But
I
want to
ask a question, though, Dave, when you talk about the black and the brown. I remember Farrakhan, you talk about the black and the brown, some like coalition. And what Farrakhan was saying even years ago before, and what he was saying, and I kind of agree with him, and I'm looking at it on a major level, but he was saying about how we have been somewhat programmed to make it seem like we're enemies of each other. And I can even agree, because like even when we look at the immigrants that's coming over here, now we can complain about it, but a lot of them are just being pawns in the game as well. They truly are. They're being pawns in the game as well, because they're shipping these people over here and all kind of shit. But like I said, I don't really blame the people, because some of the places they're coming from and some of the places people want a better way of life. I don't fucking blame them. I can't blame them. Blame the fucking government and shit like that for what's really going on. But it's like we talk about these elitists all the time. That's why they keep people, even the crazy, we might call backwood, redneck, whatever, crazy motherfucker. Somebody have programmed him to make him think like he's better than everybody else. The racist. Somebody don't fucking told them shit a long time ago. The skinhead, that they are better than blacks. And they keep, you know, when you really look at it, only they keep us fighting with each other like that. We can never really get to them son of a bitches who starting all this shit in the first place. But so it's like if they keep us all divided and fighting with each other, we'll never get to them who was the root cause of all of this. So even we talking about that, it ain't real no really black and brown coalition. See, we get back, it's what you said, the root cause. Oh, damn, how come we don't like them? How come they don't like us? What's the problem? How did we get to this situation? So that's what we got to start looking at, because these motherfuckers, bro, how come you even see this? How come like when we talk about now what's going on, all these black politicians, this, but the other one, how come they can get together to cause all this division and the chaos? Talk about the black politician, the white politician, the hell, whoever, they can get together on a level to cause all this bullshit to come together, but we ain't coming together and looking at it and seeing what they doing. Like, hey, man, these motherfuckers trying to divide us. And there's some people who finally seen this shit. They see it. man, this racial shit is just a divider, so we can't come together and get on their ass. Some people see that, and they see it. But so it's like the black and the brown sometimes, right? That's what a lot of this shit is. And I remember Farrakhan used to talk about that a long time ago. We to make us seem like, brother, we enemies each other, and we sometimes we really fucking not. It's just if we really just paid attention and came and get like, hey, dog, why I really don't like you? Man, I don't even fucking know, bro. You know, like guys, like some people is, you'll say, hey, man, I don't even know, bro. I'm just told, hey, you the enemy. Like the young folks say tonight, I've been told you the op. Bro, I don't even know why the fuck I don't like you.
You know what?
Yeah.
that's very interesting you bring that up. Because Dr. X was explaining to a guy, because the guy was like, he's surprised, you know, white people ain't protesting and standing up against nothing. And Dr. X told him, he said, well, white people were only racist and act like they did because they were backed by the government. He said they're no longer backed by the government. The immigrants are backed by the government. So now they're going to act in the same way white people used to act when they were backed by the government. I said, God damn it, you right.
Yep.
They'll pick the group. Because, see, we were getting too close. Black and white people were starting to wake up like, hold the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
We starting to realize who our real enemy is. So what did they do? Brought in another group.
Yep.
They give them all the rights and benefits that we can't get. And guess what? Now we the underdogs. Now we're third-class citizens.
Yep. And Brother Alfred, I don't know if you remember this. You remember a couple of years ago, they said it. They were stating in the year about at least about 2030 that the Hispanics or Mexican population would be the majority in this country by 2030. They already knew it. It was part of the plan. And now I was listening to Alex Jones them a little bit earlier. They was talking about how Google and some shit they got going on. Talk about how they are erasing white people.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Hey. That lecture I did, the Black Christ Doctrine versus the KKK Doctrine, I talked about that. I talked about that, about the blacks and the KKK, if they united, how strong it would be. Like, you know, because even when we do look at the average old, like, redneck, the average old, just the average black guy in America and the average redneck in America, coming from the South myself, I'm going to tell you something. We agree on so much. We agree on so much, like, politically. Like, even when you do, like, even, you know, like even we do talk about segregation. I talked about that in the lecture, how if we came together, how strong we would be. And I don't know if you remember, I mentioned a message to the black man by the Mosad of Elijah Muhammad. How Elijah Muhammad had linked up with J.B. Stoner. I don't know if you remember that in the back of Message to the Black Man. He had a letter from a guy named J.B. Stoner, who was a KKK. And him and Elijah Muhammad agreed on so much stuff, so much that he united with. They asked, the KKK sat 100 men in the mosque. And Elijah Muhammad shook hands and greeted the brothers because it was so much that was like, okay, damn. Because at that time, Elijah didn't understand. He didn't understand. He was on his Islam, white man, the devil shit, not knowing that at that time, especially in bigger mosques like Mosque Number 7 in New York at the time, one of the biggest mosques at one time, you had a melting pot.
Oh, yeah.
You had a melting pot. New York is a melting pot. Like, you know, so the KKK was letting them know, like, yo, you are outnumbered. You're going to be outnumbered. So J.B. Stoner said that. You keep pushing that Arab Islam, some Arabs going to come in, and they're going to dominate your ass because y'all on the same religion. You're following the same rules as if somebody following Christianity and they're underneath the Roman Catholic Church. And I'm going to tell you something. Elijah preached this same shit. Oh, let us do for self. Well, who's financing you? J.B. Stoner called that out. Who's financing you? The damn Arabs. Same way the Christian church financed black folks, the Roman Catholic Church. The Arab financed what? Elijah Muhammad at the time. So the money behind it is what is really keeping these guys, black folks, going on with this rhetoric. Because I'm going to tell you something, this money, I'm going to tell you something, money is it's the root of all evil. You looking at it, a lot of these, like even when we're looking at the Arabs and the Middle Easterners and the Spanish folks, they get paid. They get paid to do that type of shit. They get paid to hate our ass.
I'll tell you something funny. I listened to an interview with David Duke. Now, he was supposed to be the Grand Dragon of the Klan. So what I did, I took the whole interview and I replaced the word white with black. And if you do that, you'd be like, dang, this motherfucker want the same thing I want. All you got to do is replace white with black, and you get it.
Huh. I know, and that's what, see, they, and that's what J.B. Stoner was saying. He agreed with Elijah Muhammad on, I just hear what Alphabet, I know what Alphabet was saying. He agreed with Elijah Muhammad on the separation part.
Right, right.
That's what he agreed with him on. I got my message black man in my head. He was talking about that. By that, that's the part where they was in agreement with. So they say, ah, yeah, no. But on another level, I want to think about the racism stuff. I thought about this. Well, I said, this don't make no goddamn sense. I said, okay, I can see that the Klan, they don't like black. Okay, they say they don't like blacks. They don't like homosexuals. But they said they don't like Jews. They hate Jews, too. And but you would you look at it like, wait a minute, because now the way I think about it, they ain't talking about no damn so-called black Jews, because they don't even acknowledge no damn so-called black Jews. They was talking about Jews, I don't know, I'm trying to see, somebody, some of the Jews you see in New York, y'all so-called European Jews. They don't hate, they hate Jews too. Like I said, wait a minute though. Ain't they, you think, well, ain't Jews fucking white too? So why the fuck you hate, wait a minute. So you think about this logically, like, wait a minute, that don't make no goddamn sense. He white like you, motherfucker. How you hate him? So when I thought, I like, that don't make no goddamn sense. And y'all go back again. Who was that? I think that was Charlotte. I think that was Charlotte. They called it the Tiki light situation that happened in Charlotte. They called the race ride. But you pay attention to it. The first time it happened, when they had them Tiki light candles, they were marching. They weren't saying about we hate niggers. Excuse my language. Yeah, we hate niggers. We hate you damn darkies. They wasn't saying that. These were a whole bunch of white boys with ticket light candles. They were saying, yeah, we hate Jews. No, they ain't said we hate you. Let me correct that. They said you Jews would never replace us. You Jews would never replace us. That's what they was marching and saying. But they said they was going around like teaching racism and what we thought as is blacks again, We talking about they was out there marching because they hated us. It was a racial march against black folks. Now, they say you Jews would never replace us. Now, somebody, y'all go back and find the history and look that damn video up, that ticket march or whatever that shit was they had. They said you Jews would never replace us. And y'all know damn well they weren't talking about black folks, but they don't acknowledge us as Jews.
But you know what? Look at the old tape of when they were trying to establish Israel over there, you couldn't tell a Jew from an Arab.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know what? And you know what? Muammar Gaddafi was Jewish.
Yeah, his
exactly.
Mother.
What we're saying now, matter of fact, when you see the old films of Japan, ain't no white Japanese. This is a recent phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no such thing as a white Jew. This is a recent phenomenon. That's what I'm saying. That like it made sense what they were saying, but everything's been whitewashed. But if you don't accidentally run across some old footage, you think they're crazy.
Huh.
But up to the time you see the Klan. I know we know that there was actually black Jews and so on. So, but I'm just saying, when they say because they specify because notice when in the Klan I went to a goddamn Klan anti protest whatever they call that shit they say y'all know hear them say we hate niggers because most Jews basically don't say they white but we had the conversation the other day they say we are Jewish they don't identify with being white so called maybe European they was identify. That's why I said sometimes it's kind of difficult. You're like, okay, what's the difference? What the fuck is a Jew? What is so-and-so? Because they'll just be, you think, Jew by religion or what the hell is he talking about? So some of them don't identify saying, well, we white. They say, I'm Jewish. That's how they're put down. Now, even on I don't know if they got that on some application, but they might have black, white, so-and-so, and you probably put, I'm Jewish. And so, yeah, but though I said they're not identifying when they're saying we hate Jews. They ain't talking about black motherfuckers now. Because most of the week, like they're saying here, so whites, that's why I keep saying it. The civil rights, when you go back to the civil rights movement, that's why you got to pay even with that. Because a lot of Jews were being discriminated upon. That's why the NAACP was started about who? Fucking so-called Jews. So even with that, you know that they funded Dr. King. They was involved in that, but too because against the races and shit, because they had a lot of shit. So that's why I said black people getting played by both sides. The fucking crazy ass racist white boy, then you got the Jews, and they throwing us out there like all this shit that's going on. They throw us out there. Oh, he don't like you. Oh, he don't like you, and they put us in the middle and fight. But both of them, the motherfuckers really don't like each other. And they just using us. But it goes something right for our day, what J.B. Stoner said in here. You said Elijah Muhammad about the Muslim thing in his letter. He said, it is easy to understand because Islam is a nigger religion. It has only been successful among African and mixed breeds and never amongst white people. Never. That's what J.B. Stoner said.
Read that first part again.
Oh, damn, let me go back and find that page I turned off. Hold on a second. Okay. Man, where'd it go? Here you go. It says, it is easy to understand because Islam is a nigger religion. And it said, it has only been successful among Africans and mixed breeds and never among white people. Never.
Okay, so, yeah. So the Jew is definitely a mixed breed.
Because that's what he's saying, Islam. Because they go back there, you even think about the Berbers.
Yep.
The Berbers, mixed breeds, a.k.a. they say later Moors. That's why he said that's why Malcolm said he was shocked when he seen white Muslims. Because Elijah Muhammad told him it was never done. You're right. You rarely see, because even the ones that's over there now, the Turks and all them muds and from the Ottoman Empire. That's a lot of history going there. A lot of them were mixed. Because you know what? When he actually said something right here, though, told some truth. I don't like the part where he said nigger religion, but he said, to understand that Islam is a nigger religion, because, like you said, after we go back, we understand that the original Arabs were actually black or melanated. It was, and Islam was started by them.
Right.
But yeah. So yeah, he dropped some stuff. I had some stuff highlighted. He was going in on some stuff. Oh, here, Dave.
Okay.
And now he got some highlighted. He said, let me see. I'm going to find a good one right fast, what his fool said. He said, if you were as good as white and equal to us, you would not try to force yourselves into white society. You would be happy with the company of your fellow Africans. Or is the odor too much for you? Damn. He said, you niggas don't respect your own race, and don't love your own race enough to preserve it, how can you expect white people to respect it? I have more respect for an African who believes in black supremacy and racial purity than I do for Africans who hate their own race and try vainly to disown it. I admit the Africans, no, he said, excuse me, I admire the Africans who say that no white man is good enough to shake hands with him. So that's what J.B. Stoner was saying. And he was getting on Elijah Muhammad then for black denying it. And basically he was asking, how come they don't associate with Africans? That's what he was kind of going in. Y'all don't even get along. Well, this is like ISUPK, fuck Africans. that's what they teach. And today, only teach that day. A lot of these camps, I ain't no goddamn African.
They sure do. They sure do. Even though they claim that black folks ran to Africa, fleeing from Roman persecution. Hey, that's something. They hate Africa, but y'all ran to Africa. Hey, that's something.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say they ran to Africa. And then what they say? Mm-hmm. Oh, we fled in Africa. Well, why the hell would you run to some place you claimed that you couldn't stand?
Yeah, they're just dumbass.
Yeah, you know, if you a blood. And you run to and you fleeing from getting locked up from the police, right? And you got a warrant out for your ass. Would you run your ass in a Crip neighborhood? If you know Crips can't stand your blood ass, would you run to a Crip neighborhood if you a blood fleeing?
No, you'd rather get caught by the cops.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's
that's
crazy.
That's what they have to realize. What they say, they don't make no sense. Because Zoyak and all the motherfuckers, they don't make no damn sense.
Yeah, they got some foolish doctrine. Yeah. But I go back to that part, like I said, about the racial thing. That's why I said even white people, right, so-called white people, I'm going to throw that mix out, say so-called, they have had a shrewd game played on them by some crazy-ass white person who started this shit anyway, that making them think that they're better. See, this racial game, this shit need to end. If somebody would finally got them and sit around and think that we can't get along, because somebody put this shit in all of our heads. That's why I like when I need to get my call the Quran and read that part in the Holy Quran. But I'll get it in a minute. But it's like the gang that they think they've been fed this ignorant shit. And that's why some cheering white cheering now, like, they ain't playing that game no more. Like, man, we don't fuck that. We don't believe. I mean, even on Rosewood, that little white boy, he didn't like that shit. His daddy was trying to teach him all that racist bullshit. Remember, he ran away. It was bullshit. But like even when I, you know, even the white people though, they've been had a shrewd game play. Like they try to make us feel like we inferior, and they've been played this same silly ass game and make them think somebody fooled them and got them fucked up, making them think they inferior. When we just really start to look at it, man, we all been played by somebody to keep us divided, like I said, so we can't see the real game. Like I said, what they said, strength in numbers, and we've all finally realized this shit. What they said, like, what, only 1% of the pop, like the Rothschilds, them all of them motherfuckers. Like, hey, man, we've been letting them little motherfuckers run us this whole time, though. And the crazy shit, they just been fucking with us just because your skin complexion is a little lighter than mine or yours darker than mine. Bruh, we was like Bible said, how long would you love simple? How long would you love simplicity? Just something so simple as that. Damn, dog. It's like, you know, so it is, we got fucked up like that. And that's the game that has to be looked at. All that racial bullshit, motherfuckers just look at it. Because like I said, again, I simple the thing. How come the Klan, they talking about they hate white folk. Well, they hate other white folk, they call themselves Jews. That don't make no motherfucking sense.
Hey,
it's a game.
But you know what? By you saying that with the younger generation looking at that crazy, now listen at this shit, and this is a real talk to look at this shit right here. You look at Kellyanne Conway, one of Trump's advisors, right? Kellyanne Conway. And I don't know if y'all remember about a year or two ago when Kellyanne Conway was talking that bullshit and her daughter hate her being racist as hell because her daughter, I guess, was born with a black guy in school. I guess she got like a teenage daughter or something. And she said her mom is secretly racist as hell. And she pretty much taped her mama and pretty much called her out. I don't know if it was a stunt, but the daughter was like, I'm not going for that shit my mom do. Yeah. And I was just like, what the fuck? Yeah. Her own mom, her own mom, she called her own mama out. I'm being serious. During the political campaign.
Yeah. So Dave, what you're saying is racism was dying. So
yeah.
they had to bring in some people that have never lived here, don't understand our history, to create another targeted group.
Yes, sir. That's what you see with the Asians and the Latinos. That's why they don't like our ass.
Right.
Why they don't like our ass.
Because the story I hear from that side is y'all been here all this time and ain't this shit. That's the narrative.
What are you talking about, the blacks?
The blacks and what? See, that was a time, and like my man said, the only reason the whites even survived is because they were backed by the government. We never were backed by the government. We some strong motherfuckers to still be here. But now, the whites are suffering part of poverty. Well, their poverty is starting to equal ours. So now when they bring people from other countries, ain't none of a shit in their eyes because that's what they said.
And that is right. Cause like their racism shit is slipping away because I think about it. They talk about the immigrants coming in, taking over Texas and shit. You remember, Texas was a part of Mexico.
Yeah.
So they actually taking back the shit that actually, some would belong to them in the first place. It already was, because it was a Hispanic guy, Mexican guy I'd be working with. Now what he was saying, man, he'd be getting me, now that's dude, that he on some history now. I'm like, he be a history buff. He knows some history. And then we saying, and you go back and look it up, Johnson, but He come from a city called Eagle Pass. But anyway, he was saying, yeah, it was. So you think about it, man, they taking over Mexico. They taking over Texas. Yeah, that was their shit. You know, and even with them, they were linked to the Native Americans. They were. You even look at a lot of the Mexican shit. They would look just like the damn ones y'all see with Geronimo and shit like that and Red Bull, Sitting Bull. There's just some of them like now probably be a little lighter skin because the mixing of the Spanish conquistadors as well. But here goes some. Here's the fountain part in the Holy Quran that I was talking about. The Holy Quran was saying Surah chapter 10, verse 19. Then I read a footnote with it, too. It says, mankind was but one nation, but different later. It had not been for the word which went forth before the Most High. There's no difference that would have settled between. But now it goes back to the footnote to kind of explain that. But the first part says, mankind was with one nation, but later a difference came in. Now the footnote says, it says all mankind was created one. The Most High's message to mankind is one in the essence. Excuse me, God damn, I can't read. And the Most High's message to mankind is in one essence, the message of unity and truth. But as selfishness and egotism got a hold of man, certain differences sprung up between individuals, races, nations, and in his infinite mercy, he sent them messengers and messages to suit their various mentality, to test them by his gift. But the point that really goes into, like I say, how all mankind was created one nation. Wasn't no goddamn this nation, that nation, all one nation. He said, but through selfishness and egotism that got a hold to us, then certain differences sprung up between individuals, races, and nations. And that is so damn true. Because you would think about it, how in the hell we, that's so true. Because you even think about there was black nations, whether it was people talk about the Kemites that went up against those in Egypt and all of this stuff. And so it was things that sprung up. Now it just really just got all out of whack, you know, because somebody came. Because they tell you, look up racism. The word racism and all that shit didn't come about to such as the etymology. It didn't come about to this time. And that even how we say we black, that was created by so-and-so, such and such. And you know, this year and that year and all of this division and people playing into it. Now, like I said, we playing into it, but like I said, we sit back and then we can sit still for a moment and look at it like, hey, man, that's why I keep going back over this. We sit back and look at it and it's like, damn, we all been played with this bullshit. Like people say, you cut your motherfucking arm over, all of us going to bleed red. Well, like I said, red, yeah. We all go. If you get a white person sit their ass in the sun too long, what are they going to turn? Their ass going to start turning dog, black, or melanated, or in that color, copper tone. So it's like, again, not just what we're trying to say, we different species. It's not like you said, they mankind. I don't go out of the way, that ass shit. I'm just looking at the point is, because I'm looking at, we got to get rid of these motherfuckers who causing all this disturbance, chaos in the land. And we pay attention, man. We got, like I said, we have a lot of shit. Because, like I said, some blacks I don't fucking get along. I don't like being around.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know, just because they black, I got to deal with them motherfuckers and deal with cutthroats and shit. And then, like, well, man, you know, white people can help you out. And so it's just silly shit.
I just tell people I'm allergic to assholes.
Yeah. That's it. Like, that's what I was breaking down on the last show, how the opportunity that I was had, you know, to provide for my family. Hell, if it wasn't for, you know, somebody just giving me that opportunity who so-called happened to be what they call wife or opening them doors. And that was provide for my family. They could have like, fuck you. You know, they ain't had to do that shit. That was to help me provide for my family.
And then you experience true hate behind that, too.
Yeah, from a Negro. From a damn Negro. Several of them. I've been on other jobs, and it was a dude, he's bragging around there, talking about he's always bragging, talking about he's a minister, youth minister at a church and all this and bull crap. But anyway, so it was a position. He had left some and went out of town some. And I had told it, you know, one of the guys, I said, hey, man, you know, I got experience, because they ain't had no line lead. I like, man, I got experience in this, and he's all for real. So he made me the line lead. And then, anyway, when dude came back, they didn't even give him his position. I was just going to, you know, take over. The dude came back. Shit, they cut his ass and lose all the way. He think, he the lead for now on. He the supervisor. You working under him. But so he had some of his homies that he was clicked up with on the job. But anyway, they did a little bullshit, man, and ended up cutthroat, man, and got me fired. Because they hated it. When the white boy like, man, I've been, you know, checking your workout with your nut. Now, he going to, because the one thing they ain't like when I was, because he didn't like it, because he around here just showing off, talking about he a youth minister and all this. And people were coming to him. Because one dude would ask me some black, we, me and a brother was talking, and he was asking about some Bible, and I was just going in, just breaking stuff down. And they'd go to him, ask him, and he would never answer them. He could never give them no answer about nothing. And dude said one day, oh, I know who to go. Come here, bro. Look, I know who to ask. Then they come over there and start asking me. Boy, that motherfucker got pissed off. He got hot as a bug. I'm like, damn, why you going to get mad at me? Shit, bro, if they ask you, you don't know the answer. Don't get mad, because I know the answer. See, it'd be silly shit like that. So when they gave me his position, it really got 38 hot then.
Oh, yeah, you wearing that ass out.
Yeah, but see, that's how Nick rolled, what some people would do, man. They can't. Like, damn, bro. That's why I say I don't get mad at a person who's taking advantage of an opportunity. I mean, if the door's open, bro, and you didn't, like I told a young dude, man, hey, bro, You was here 5 fucking years. I'm pretty sure this manager position came over more than one just since I got here. Bro, if you didn't take it then, don't get mad. Because, shit, I come over here and I got the position. You should have been got the motherfucking position. I want to fire the shit out of him, but the white boy like, no, don't fire him, don't fire him. I'm like, yeah, I would go. He like, no, don't fire him, because, you know, the white boy talking to me like, nah, he talking me out of it. But and I was like, damn, bro, because I was like, hey, man, don't. I was gonna get rid, because I asked you to do something, you get hot at me. Nah, you gonna respect me, bro. You gonna respect me as a fucking man, and don't guilt me with that bullshit, bro. You had, you know, if I just felt some type of way. Don't get mad at me, bro. Then I ain't issue when you set your ass around here playing the whole time. So he eventually quit. He eventually quit.
I know we talk about the end of racism, but what do you think would happen if there was no longer a Republican or Democratic Party?
Mm.
We had what we call consensus governance, right? And individually, we had to agree or disagree. Now, the people that agree, good for you. You do that. The people that disagree don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because this blanket dictatorship shit is destroying America. Well, it's destroying the fucking world.
Yeah.
You know, because I have not met a single individual that has the courage and the ability to govern for me. Only I can do that. Only Sunray can govern Sunray. Only David Israel can govern David Israel. You know? Everything should be on an individual basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, brother, do you remember the history? I remember studying this, and I got a book over there somewhere, Democracy, something like that, Democracy Summit. But it goes and talk about how when they claim, what they say now, I'm going to say how they say it. The so-called founding fathers found this country. They said they never wanted a two-party system. They never wanted it because it would divide the country. That's what they said. And yep. I think it was it Thomas Jefferson, one of them, started that bullshit, and he came up with started the Democratic Party. And that, and it went from there, bam. But they said but the originality, they never wanted a two-part system, kind of like what you're saying now. They never wanted that in the beginning, because they said it would divide the country.
Right, and they never wanted this, what they call a government structure, not like this.
Mm-hmm.
The government was only there to secure your rights. That's it.
Yep.
Paying taxes, licenses, registration, all these fees, that was never part of the deal. They flipped the script. They were public servants. They were no more than a fucking paid employee.
Yes,
all of a sudden, the employees all of a sudden own the fucking company, and we trying to figure out how the fuck that happened.
They bought into that damn government, I mean, that control mechanism controlling you through politics.
Well, the money changes.
Yep.
Hey,
that's it.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you something, man. This is something I talk about all the time. When you're getting into, even when you're getting into Torah, the blueprint for the system is pretty much Torah. Like, if you're talking about government, Torah teach you about self-government. So even when we do talk about parties and shit, we can have our own party if we wanted to, if we really did follow Torah. And that's why they trying to get rid of the Torah. That's why they trying to get rid of the Bible so much, especially the Torah. Is if black people really got on Torah study, that's pretty much the outline of self-government is the Torah.
Well, that's similar to the conversation we had in summary about every man is responsible for his own salvation.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
You're right. It goes that deep.
But Dave, you know America does utilize a lot of the Torah. It was based upon a lot of Torah foundation, or the Mosaic law and certain things. It is in there. As long as they do, like I said, they call themselves a Judeo-Christian nation. So it a lot of it is in there, but not fully operating. And that's why I said, man, see, I think I'm about to say this like this. I want to try to break it down on a class, but I just got to have it to word it right. And I think this was a lot of so-called Israelites don't understand. And I'm going to say it like this. They don't understand. They don't really understand Torah and their own self. They don't. People say, well, if we say it's easy, we got to follow Torah. Okay, which portion are you talking about? Because you got to tell me a division. That's why I was saying on one video that tell me a division, because it's made up of many things. You read the book, but there's many functionalities of that Torah. You have, and I know blacks, they boy, die damn, I'm finna say something they're gonna hate for me to say. There's a religious aspect to the Torah. Yes, I said a religious aspect, or you want to say spiritual aspect to the Torah in there. And you just got to know how to, what the divide parts to it. When you talk about the temple and all that ritual, that's dealing with the spiritual religious aspect of it. But then you got other aspects of it, that was Moses was giving. That was saying, this. Notice he was saying, when you get ready to go into the land, you're going to do this. He was establishing, you getting ready to what? Establish your nation, your government. So you got basically giving you your constitutional rules when you go in as a nation. But now Israelites don't look at the Torah like that, because number one, they don't really understand ancient literature. That's why you go back to the Hittite laws, the laws of Hammurabi and all of these. Bible, man, we have been, this. That's why I said it's the most read book, but the most misunderstood book in the dang on world. And that's why people just saying you got to study the Torah, but that's a, okay. We got to get into the real breakdown. What do you mean? What do you mean you study Torah? What Torah? Okay, because a lot of the stuff we can't do today. We got to keep the laws. What law? We can't keep the laws. I'm saying where we can't keep, because a lot of that stuff that's in there that Moses was talking about is not applicable to us today. We don't do that. We can't do a lot of this stuff because time have changed. We don't do all that today like it was done. So when notice Moses was, no, I said, it's deep, bro. This thing is real deep. It ain't deep when you understand, but it's deep because you got to dig deep in to really get the understanding contextual, because that's why I keep saying, quit thinking like this Bible is actually talking to you today. No, Moses was having a conversation. You reading about conversations that people were having way back then. Now you can base some principles off of it today. But when Moses was talking, he was actually talking to the people way back then and telling them what they need to do and how they were going to do something. That's what I risk these goddamn crazy ass Israelites. I'm going to say it. I might be disrespectful, but they need to realize this. You in a whole different time and frame. You can't. We saying go back to the Torah. So you gonna go back? We not in horses and buggies and shit no more. We not doing a lot of this stuff that they did. It's a whole different thing. So even with that, you have to learn how to reinterpret some of the laws that fit today. That's one thing I would say to Jews that we might disagree with them on, but that's why they'll look at certain things and like see how, okay, how is this law applicable for us today? You know, Torah teaching. That's why they argue with the Talmud. Okay, how will we use this today? And I was trying to think of something off the top of my head. But go ahead, man. I heard you were going to say something, but I'm trying to find
something. I still got my horse and buggy.
You still got your horse. So you've been out there hanging out with the Amish, right?
No, I got this big-ass dog pulling me around the yard.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Chow. Like a, what you got, like a black stallion?
He's a gunmetal bully.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. But it's
strong, too.
Yes, sir. But I tell you, like, some laws that's still applicable. Like, you go into the book of Leviticus, like the sexual laws. Don't be sleeping with your neighbor. I mean, don't sleep with your daddy, your daddy's wife, your daddy's sister-in-law, your auntie. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's still applicable today. That's what I'm saying. So it's when we just can't really we got to get back to Torah. Because now you got to talk about what part of the Torah, because there's civil laws in it. There's religious rights to it. Part. That's what I'd be trying to get you. What part are you talking about? And they don't know, because in one part they're missing, when we even, like I said, and these Negro lights, I know I got to cut that out. They don't want to deal with the religious part of it. Because when you're talking about sacrifices, and that's why I said in the video, but when you even start talking about the God part of it, you talking about a spiritual part or a religious part. God ain't got nothing to do with your damn government. That's the religious aspect of it. That's why I was saying when you read the book, it's so much to it, because you're reading an ancient text and how they thought in their day and their time. So you got a problem. You start talking about God. That's the spiritual aspect of it. And you got to separate that from the part about the nation building part. And that's the part people ain't getting. They're not getting. And that's why it's so much damn confusion. Go ahead, bro.
And what I see a lot of people are unable to do is discern the difference between outward and inward reading. A lot of what I read, it's really just for me, because my battle is against my flesh. You know, when they speak of sacrifice, I have to look at myself and see what do I. You know, I'm overindulging in something. I need to cut back. You know what I'm saying? It's like I got to get my flesh back in tune with my spirit.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't necessarily mean a outward thing I need to do. 9 times out of 10 is more inward. It's to build you.
Mm-hmm. And, bro, and that's why I got this book over here called the Torah for Dummies. Yeah, we've been getting ready to go over. It's been 1 minute. It's been getting ready to cut off. But I know we still can talk, but it's going to stop recording in 1 minute. But even in that book, Torah for Dummies, it teach you there are certain things that you do not take literal. It's not meant to be literal taking.
Right.
And they say all biblical scholars even acknowledge that. It's certain things is not a literal point when it comes to Torah. But there's a teaching tool in it. It's not meant to be literal.
Right, right.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something. I think about like parting of the Red Sea. I know somebody probably, you ain't no damn real Israel. Like, you don't believe in the Bible. Well, you front, Aria. Well, you say what you want. But I look at it like this. Even in today, I put things in our perspective. How today? Because like for me, like sometimes when I used to read it, it make it seem like these. It's like because I'd be like, okay, well, how these things ain't happening today then? Like, you know, we read in the Bible. I said, man, come on, this ain't like some superhero stuff. But I started looking at it, like, okay, these are some things, natural occurrence, because I think how people would say today. But going back to parting of the Red Sea, now I said, people are like, you ain't no real Israelite. Come on, bro. You tripping now, Aria. But the parting of the Red Sea, and I think about reading when I read the literature and think about certain things, certain things that people looked at and might have looked at, it was natural occurrences. A nature of some things that happen. And they might write about it or say, well, man, see, that was God did that. See, God, like, I'm trying to think of something. Like the hurricanes, and sometimes we get the hurricanes. Y'all hear people say this here. See, God don't like ugly. That's why the hurricane came through Mississippi or Tennessee and tow down so-and-so, this, that, and another. And that can be written down somehow, yep, sure did. That was God did that because they knew, man, them folk, like we say, passing LGBT rights. God did that. Now, what if somebody this writing all this down, a scribe, and writing this down and saying that hundreds of years from now, we reading this book that this somebody wrote, God tore down, this, you know, hit Nashville, Tennessee, because they was up there and doing homosexual stuff up there in Nashville, and he just sent that tornado down there. See, that's how I look at it. So the part, it's like certain things, I hope I'm making sense, but it's some natural things that people looked at, like, and you can see it in all different cultures. They had this thing, see, the gods don't like that. Even Roman and Greek, the gods are angry, you know, because it started thundering, and like, ooh, God damn, the gods are angry. We can't do that. Because I was looking at a lot of the stuff they talk about Jupiter and all that. Hey, you can't do that. Jupiter don't like that. Zeus don't like that. So it's like certain things. And that's why everything you pay attention to, how a lot of things is cosmology. They link things to cosmology. It's thundering. That's the God. So-and-so, the moon, the so-and-so. That's is linked to a certain cosmology. So even in we're reading in the Israelite tradition and certain things, they say certain things happen. It was certain things that happened natural, and they equated to God did that. I'm not saying it's wrong, but we got to understand the psyche, how they thought, even with us today. Because we say nature now, because sometimes you do go against nature, and, you know, like we see it happening today, and nature will whoop your ass. Because we're going against growing the planet. So we equated to God. But like I said, we got to understand ancient literature and how they thought and get back into the mind of, okay, how did they think like that? And what was it think, the mindset? And a lot of it is poetic because they, man, those be back in those, when you go back to the ancient Sumerian doctrine and all that, you would see a lot of these stories were poetic writings, and they spoke in poetic ways to teach lessons, even in Africa, a lot of stuff. It's like I said, it has to be some real thing to be studied, man, and go in. There's a lot of stuff I don't even, that's why I do the YouTube. I don't go into a lot of stuff like I want to, because I know some of them ain't going to be able to take it. That's why they can't even figure out the video. I did that video over a year ago, bro, Alpha Milk, about Jesus being the king of, how was Jesus the king of Israel and he never sat on the throne as a king? They still ain't figuring that shit out yet. They still arguing with me in the comments of a video I did a year ago on that. They can't comprehend what I'm saying on that.
it's deep, because I have a crazy way of looking at it too. because before all the distraction, the noise, the power lines, the automobiles, the chaos, like what could our spiritual acumen be without all these distractions? I agree that, you know, like you said, some of it's poetic and some of it's natural occurrences, but without all these distractions, how much could we interact with nature? How much would nature interact with us?
There you go.
You have some people that totally separate themselves from anything and everything, and they have this strange ability to, how do I put it? They can almost see what your issue is.
Yeah.
Like, they're very clear. Like, I met this doctor, and he was what I would call a super nerd. And all he did was study. He wasn't into cars or women and all that. But I walked in, and he just looked at me, and he told me why I was in so much pain. And I was like, really? But me being I can kind of feel people. You know, when he wanted to do an MRI, and I said, sure. And sure enough, he was dead on it without ever touching me. So it makes me wonder how, if we are not influenced by all the negativity in the world, just how intact we can be with the spirit. You know what I mean? Like, could I at some point have the power to desire and pray for rain and get it? You know what I mean? Like, we don't know because we're constantly distracted from the moment. Yeah. Like they said, the bright lights hit us, the umbilical cord is cut. They jab you with 100 needles with poison in it. We have no idea what we're capable of.
Yeah. But you remember what you're saying? Remember that they said the Native Americans used to do the rain dance.
Yeah.
Now, how true that one did? Well, there's out there. I don't know if it's a fable, but it's easy, right? But what you're saying, bro, we learned this as Nawabians. It's in the Holy Tablet, Dr. Yorkshire, just say, we used to say, it's alignment time. It's alignment time. Yeah. Meaning we got to align ourselves and get back in line with, which, like I said, nature, and on the right vibrations with nature, and vibrate and get back in tune. That's what he said, back in tune. A lot of times he said, we got to get back in tune, or it's alignment time. Like you said, that's why he just that's why I like some people say, he said, get up out of got out of New York, went down like to the Georgia. So you got to get out of them damn cities and get out of them concrete jungles. That's what he said, the concrete cities and shit, because you can't really... like you said, bro, we in all these big ass major cities. Like back then, like I said, wasn't none of that. Like you said, wasn't none of these major concrete. You walking on concrete and all this bull crap. You really not being truly grounded with the vibrations of the planet. You know, that's why I remember somebody said, man, go outside, take your shoes off, walk in the grass, barefoot.
That's right.
Get in tune and feel the vibration. And I remember we used to do. Now I know a lot of this probably they might say. It goes back to the Hindus, maybe that tone, but that vein, that actually worked. I used to do it when I had a toothache. You remember that? There was a thing we used to call the Om prayer, and we would sit there and you had a breathing part that go with it, like Om. You kind of start low and you bring it. And I ain't did it in a long time. I used to start back doing it actually too, because that vein, I'm telling you, felt something. The vibration. That vibration, really? And I used to have a toothache. I just said, "Damn, it should be hurting so bad." One day, I'm like, "Man, when nothing worked, I'm like, damn, I just started. I don't know, just all of a sudden, I was like, let me do the Om." And I started doing it Om, and I started. You feel your body actually vibrating. I'm like, "Damn!"
Yeah.
And it actually helped my toothache stop. And I remember Dr. York said, even when you pray, like in Arabic, he said, you notice like certain prayers and how you do it. He said, because you like how you pronounce certain things in Arabic, you chanting. He's just a certain a form of, he said, in vibrating. He said, so you're doing the Arabic, trying to get it right. You're praying in Arabic and chanting, even certain things in there, you, how you pronounce it, you're vibrating as well with that. And I was like, damn, you're sure in the hell ain't lying. So a lot of it made sense.
Yeah.
Yep. So it, like, we always had some time about alignment, and like you saying, bro, and that's what a lot of it is, and that's why they said pray. I mean, prayer's good, but when you sitting there and you meditating, emptying yourself out from everything.
I'm gonna send you this video, if I can. It's this ex witch.
I think you did send it. Let me see. I haven't got a chance to look at it. I think you did. I seen something in the email. Let me go back, bro. I think, yeah, I hadn't got it because I keep saying, damn, I got to go back. I got to start back being on my game by checking my emails more frequent. Let me see. I saw it. Damn. Hold on. You go ahead and talk, bro. I'm fine because I seen something.
Well,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you got it.
Which reveal what happened to believers' prayer. Pray.
Yeah.
I'm going to click this so I can go ahead and make sure I watch it. Yeah, go ahead, bro, I guess.
Hey, brothers. I got to get on, go to sleep. Got to go to work in the morning. So I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, no problem.
And I'm going to have a lecture for tomorrow. So
I got it.
Stay tuned. I'm going to have me a lecture for tomorrow night. So yes, I'd like to say shalom, Shabbat shalom. Good chopping up with y'all. See y'all later.
All right, bro.
Shalom.
All right, Dave. Yeah, I got it right here, Alvin. I got to sit. I got to watch. I clicked it on so I can make sure I get in here.
Yeah, but check it out. And, like, and see, that's where my mind goes there. It's like, I can't be the only one that feels this power. Like, you can't verbally explain it.
Mm.
My wife just says we're God's favorite, but it's deep. And it only gets deep when I unplug.
Mm.
And you know when you're out of alignment because things start to take effect. Like simple stuff. Like you've never tripped on this particular carpet in 15 years. And now all of a sudden you're tripping on this carpet. But that's just one small symptom of your total alignment because something's off. If you pay attention to that one little thing, you know you're out of line.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, because years ago, I don't know how long we've been doing this blog talk, but I used to speak about prayer and how the most effective prayer, and I didn't know about the humming, I was curious about why, you know, sometimes I'll watch people pray and it sound more like they were singing.